This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
I have spies everywhere.
Dougie.
I want Jeffrey's balls.
Peter.
Touch it.
Charlie.
You wanted me to take swallowing lessons.
And Jeffrey.
I'm a sexual wreck.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Morning. What's happening? It is Thursday, July 27th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach us. 866-967-6837. You can text the show at that number that comes into the studio in real time. Or you can tweet us. That also comes in real time. Just put at Rover Radio somewhere in your tweet. But the best way to get a hold of us is to pick up the phone. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to call. I'll get the email here in just a moment. The song thing?
The contest.
The song.
Know Your Rock.
And those guys are pretty good at picking that stuff up in half a second of a song.
Isn't not that about you guys, it's Corey.
Right.
And Snitz had one or two.
No, my hand was up every single time.
Yeah, but you were slow.
Well, yeah, but I knew every single song.
Then raise your hand faster.
I don't think he moves that fast.
Well, you know what? We need a buzzer system at this point, and yeah. I'm happy you ordered one yesterday.
Yeah, I ordered a buzzer system. But what's the difference going to be? Corey's going to hit the buzzer right off the bat, and Snitzer will get locked out every time because he's too slow hitting the button.
But
what's,
I knew
what's
the
difference?
I knew every single one. If you watch, that's the bad thing about listening to the audio only. It's like I didn't know anything. But if you watch the video, my hand's up every single time.
But he was so slow with his hand raising. Like Corey was.
It wasn't
sharp.
That slow, dumbass.
It's like a sloth.
It was really slow. What do you mean? He lost every time.
Yeah, because Corey's freaking bat. You know, you've seen him in real life.
Jeffrey beat you one time, and he doesn't even hear in normal
really
speed.
That's because he hit my arm out of the way, but whatever.
Shelley says that Mary Elizabeth probably has to check her Plenty of Fish schedule before she can make plans to go to Las Vegas. I believe that Dougie had a conversation with Mary Elizabeth yesterday.
You did.
And it's all about going to Las Vegas and whether Jeffrey and her will renew their vows there.
Did we check the healthcare system?
Well, they could do a whole hospital tour. They could honeymoon at Sunrise Hospital there in Las Vegas or University Medical Center. Why not?
I have to say, the key to Mary Elizabeth, I've figured it out. It's just talking to Mary Elizabeth and leaving Jeffrey out of everything. Because Jeffrey is nuts.
Did she tell you that Jeffrey even brought this up to her?
Jeffrey, as soon as I called him, he seemed annoyed. And that was the plan. I was going to call him. He's like, what do you want? And I said, I'd like to talk to Mary Elizabeth about going to Vegas. Well, and then he said all the negatives. It's just, can I talk to Mary Elizabeth? So I talked to Mary Elizabeth for about 12, 15 minutes. Great conversation. And we worked some things out. I gave Rover and B2 a report. And I asked for your opinion on what we should do next. So I don't know if you want me to say what's going on? Or you want to?
Well, how was she? Was she receptive? Was
totally.
She into it?
Totally.
She wants, like, she'd fly or?
Totally.
So we're thinking about when we go to Las Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. We're thinking about bringing Jeffrey and his wife and maybe some fans doing a bachelor and bachelorette party for them, which they never did. Then renewing their vows. Vegas is probably the wedding capital of the United States, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And then partying at the music festival. So Jeffrey, I don't know. Mary Elizabeth, she won't want to go. But you're telling me that she seemed receptive yesterday.
Sure, yeah.
All right, give me the rundown.
She would like to have her kids go. She said, if you were getting married, wouldn't you want Gianna there? And I said, totally understand. She would like them to be in the wedding. Totally get that. I said, okay, Mary Elizabeth, one of the things we've talked about, you know, we'll get your hair done. We'll get you a pedicure, Manny. We'll take care of all of that. We'll go
Brazilian.
We'll go dress shopping. But one of the things that we talked about was doing a, you know, Jeffrey would go with the guys and bachelor party, but B2 and I would like to take you and the three of us. I didn't say anything about fans. We would go do a bachelorette party. I said, and it's whatever you want to do. If you want to go to dinner, you want to go hang out, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do with the kids? And I said,
that's what she asked?
No, I said that. I said, how do I? I said, I'll book the hotel. I'm looking at a couple of places. I'll put you in the hotel where I'm at. I'll make sure that we're near each other. But when we go out for dinner or whatever, what do I do? And she goes, check to see if the hotel has a babysitter. Like sometimes they have services where they can watch the kids for a little bit. I said, perfect.
She's so much more sensible than Jeffrey.
It was a perfect solution. I said, okay, here's another thing. Are you nervous to fly with the kids? She's like, no, everything will be fine.
Really?
Yep.
She flew once as a kid.
She says that now, though.
No, but she was totally fine. I said, okay, what happens if our schedules are off and you have to arrive on a different day and I'm not with you and it's you and the kids? And I said, are you going to be okay? She goes, yeah. I said, do you have a cell phone? She goes, no. And I said, okay, maybe we can get like a throwaway cell phone or
burner.
Something. Yeah, just so we can have constant contact with her.
I think you need to fly with her.
But yeah, Rover's
I think she'll go by herself.
But I think you need to fly.
To make sure she gets through TSA, she finds the plane.
But Rover said something about doing it over the like Sunday, Monday. You know what I mean?
I don't know. The days are inconsequential. I mean, I don't know, but someone's got to be on this flight with them.
But all I know is
they need a chaperone.
Big time.
If she melts down, like she did at Disney World.
I'm bleeding.
I did in my update, and I think you guys are going to love this idea. I don't know what Rover thinks. I did update B2 and Rover with, we need somebody to help them a little bit. I'll help, but if they are flying at different times, they said, what do you think about B3? Coming out to Vegas with them, which is Rover's fiance's sister, who has worked with us ever since you guys have been dating. She's responsible. She's great having her out in Vegas to kind of chaperone.
That's a lot.
Put that on her? I mean,
she ever met her?
It's got to be on somebody that we trust.
That's a handful
But it's trusting that chaperone.
It's got to be a lot of responsibility.
It's got to be douche. I mean, she trusts douche.
Okay, here's the thing. My whole life, I have worked really hard to go experience what you guys do in Las Vegas and meet with these higher-ups and do all of that.
Ever since you were a little girl, she's been wanting to go to the iHeartRadio.
Working in radio. Working in radio and seeing what I'm about to see, this is important to me. So I really want to be there.
You will make it.
Thursday and Friday. I want to be on the broadcast. So if I fly out with them Wednesday night, that's awesome. Okay, do you want them around the higher-ups?
Well, come on, are you kidding me?
Okay, so keep everybody off and busy, and again, that's the chaperone, that kind of...
Yeah, no, we're not... Mary Elizabeth isn't meeting the CEO of iHeart. What do you mean? Do you want her around the higher-ups? Yeah, let's put her in a roundtable discussion with
the broadcast.
Chief Financial Officer. What are you talking about?
Well, that's what I'm saying. With the broadcast Thursday and Friday, where is she going to be? So there's a lot to think about, but she seems open to it.
She's not going
to
be on the broadcast. She won't come on.
I didn't say she was, but
so
she's going to be hovering around.
Maybe she will if Jeffrey's not poo-pooing it.
Why would she be hovering around the broadcast, which is in a closed-off area not open to the public?
Okay, I don't know. I'm just saying we got to think this stuff through. But she seemed totally into it. I have to stress, if we do all this stuff, that she cannot back out.
What'd she do? What does she want to do for her bachelorette party?
I didn't get into too many details with that.
Because Jeffrey says that he wants to go to a strip club, possibly the Bunny Ranch or other brothel, and cheat on his wife before he gets remarried to her.
See, okay, so if you want this to happen, then let's
this
just...
This is what he said. Okay,
true.
And then there's a place where you can drive a tank and crush a car.
Oh, yeah. He'd like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So those three things. Jeez. And strip club and brothel are different.
What if we just had Jeffrey drive a tank and crush strippers and hookers?
Yeah, that'd be awesome, yeah. Especially his wife. He also is open to the idea of going all the way out there and getting divorced. He's 50-50 on that.
What?
That's not a joke. Dougie thought we were joking about
I'm
this.
I'm done. If you guys really think this is serious, and that
he mentioned this.
No,
why did you have to go out there to get the divorce?
Well, yes. Would you still want to go out there? But in the end, Tomas Aaron's got on like a little pillow instead of the ring, divorce papers, and then Elvis divorced them.
And he drives a tank and drives over the ring.
Yeah, and then
we teach him how to sign their signatures, and then it's over.
Yeah, and then he said, I'm 50-50 on that. He doesn't care whether it's renewing or divorce.
I've been thinking about it for the last 4 years.
Ever since she cheated on me in 2013.
So after they get married, are they going to have some little sex? Where do the kids go? You know, so there's got to be someone.
Peter takes them around.
That's a good point.
I could do that.
Takes them over to Excalibur.
Oh.
And goes into all the game rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Circus, all that kind of crap. They'd love that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, the son. I get along with him great. I know both of the kids.
Okay.
Amanda says it drives her crazy when I say supposedly. Has anyone ever in 15 years heard me say supposedly?
We would call
Maybe
you
once. I've never said that in my life.
We would laugh at you.
What she's talking about.
We'd call you on it so fast.
Dennis, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dennis.
Hey, good morning, Rover. Morning, Dieter.
Yo!
Hey,
you know what? Jeffrey puts all this stuff on Mary Elizabeth because he knows if she goes out there, man, that's the land of plenty, and he can't motorboat, and he can't do everything he likes to do when she's not there.
So you think he wants her to stay back, that he's saying, oh, she doesn't want to go. He's the one saying that, not Mary Elizabeth. Just like what he does with his fence job. Oh, yeah, they wouldn't let me switch my days. Turns out he didn't even ask.
Totally right. Totally right.
Absolutely. You know, it's going to start out at a wedding, and then on the last day, it's going to end at a divorce, man. This could be a nightmare for you guys. You better think hard about this.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Thank God we have a radio show to document all of the things happening. Thank you, Dennis. Let me see.
You can take her to the Thunder Down Under.
Oh, yeah. I actually...
What is that, a mail review?
Yes.
Yeah, from Australia.
Yes, definitely. We could get those little necklaces with the penises around them.
Oh, and penis straws?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, how fun would that be?
Morgan writes, Hi, Rover. I've spent the majority of my summer studying for the state nursing exam. I took it on Monday, and today I found out that I passed. I have to give you and your show credit. I thought about you and your bowel obstruction and when you had to lay flat in the studio when you were leaking spinal fluid. I thought about Doogie and her body dysmorphia and, most importantly, Nads with all of his medications, benzos, Wellbutrin, and everything else.
That helped her?
I love you guys so much, and I am grateful to you and your show for so many reasons, including my nursing license. Love you. Morgan, well, we'll probably all see you sooner or later as we come in for various medical maladies or addictions. Sunshine writes, just wanted to say that I listened to the podcast from Grand Rapids, and when Jeffrey was massaging her, I think that's you, Doogie, was massaging Doogie, her feet, that could be a porno. Tell her to go on Adult Friend Finder to get a bang date, maybe a BBC that seems to be trending.
What's a BBC?
A big black.
Ooh, nice. Sweet.
seat.
Joshua writes, "Yo, Rover, I just wanted to let you know I am a huge fan of your show. I listen out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and I'm pretty sure I am the only one who listens to you out of this state." That would not surprise me.
Utah.
In fact, I'm surprised the state of Utah hasn't banned our show. That's a crazy state, man.
It's Mormons.
Holy mackerel. It's, yeah. I grew up right next to Utah in Nevada, and I went to Utah many times. It is a strange, strange place.
But isn't Salt Lake City like the normal capital of Utah?
If that's normal for Utah, I mean,
What about that movie SLC Punk? Are there punks there?
I don't know. I've
never heard that.
Oh, you heard it.
SLC.
I swear to God, I haven't. Why are you yelling at me?
No, I heard what I said. Not.
No, the movie. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Hence, that's hip. No, I swear I've never heard the movie.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. SLC Punk. That's punks that live in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
There might be two or three of them, but.
It's a movie.
No, but there's no normal people there?
No, there's not a statistically significant number of normal people in Salt Lake City.
It's a movie, Snitzer. Do you think animals can talk question. After watching the
it's
Jungle
a question.
Book?
Joshua continues. I'm really looking forward to you and your show going to Las Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. This would finally be my chance to meet you guys, and I would really appreciate if you gave us information on where you will be in Las Vegas so my wife and I can have a chance to hang out and party with you all. Please fill us in on the details, and I can't wait to meet you. Much love and respect, Joshua. We will do that. We'll let you know.
We have a few people coming from California. The one girl, and I don't know if that email's in there, the one that emailed yesterday, she's like, I bought tickets to the festival. I'm driving out from California. And I don't know if there's another one that said, I heard Alyssa. Can I go out too? So we might have a caravan.
F. Dougie writes, if you're bleeding from your vagina, you are not a man, you are a woman. Having a penis makes you a man. Having a vagina makes you a woman. Those traits are what define your sex. I will not call someone with a vagina he, because that would make me wrong. Well, this person we were talking about yesterday that wanted to draw attention to bleeding while trans. Now, if you're living as a man, but you're still a woman, you have a period. They don't want to be called he. They want to be called they. Even though it's just one person, they're going to the store. Not he's going right. to the store, she's going to the store. They are going to the store because they don't like those. Just don't put someone in a box, dude.
Okay.
Brian writes, don't worry about the military's transgender population, because once the individual gets an honorable discharge, the U.S. government and taxpayers will pay for your transgender reassignment surgery and all of the psychiatric care involved for many years. I think the issue at hand is for the military to be battle ready, and of course it would be difficult for a person to focus on a mission when he or she is going through rigorous hormonal changes and carrying a weapon or in charge of decisions while on the battlefield. Our preceding military that won battles have already made it possible for Rover's Morning Glory to succeed. I think this social experiment belongs in the private sector.
A lot of fallout.
Look, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't have anything against transgender people, but I don't know if it is good or bad to be in the military. I don't know. I don't have the experience to be able to tell me that. Someone writes, please keep me anonymous. I love the show. Transgendered individuals need to take numerous amounts of hormonal therapy drugs. They're expensive. They require mental therapy, and there are social issues. That's why we should exclude transgendered individuals from the military. Trump is right about that. Austin writes, Yo Rover. I've been listening to Rover's Morning Glory since about 2006. I moved to Dallas 2 years ago from Rochester, and now I listen to the podcast while I drive. I came to Roverfest back in 2014. It was an awesome time. Norm, the driver guy, is great. I think you should keep him on as a regular character. You guys are great. Keep up the great work on the show. I don't think Doogie liked Norm,
really?
The driver.
I did like Norm.
She hated him, hated him on the air.
On the air, she was... Yeah.
No, I liked him. I liked that he was quite ballsy. And
you
wasn't...
hated his jokes, though.
Terrible jokes.
Horrible jokes.
Terrible,
one
right?
Was good. The pig one.
I don't remember.
He just told us that the night before at the hotel,
oh,
too.
He's that guy that tells you the same story.
He's got
over
six
and
jokes.
Over. Yeah.
Well, he's forgetful.
Huh? Is he?
That's how old people
his,
get.
He left his, I don't think we ever told that on the air. So I get a phone call. It's about a five-hour drive back home. I get a phone call, or B2 does, about an hour into the drive. And they go, hey, did anyone leave a suitcase at the Taste of Grand Rapids? Because we had parked the bus out there and just spent the night there. We go, ask around. No, none of us left a suitcase there. Okay, well, we're going to call the cops and... we're worried it's a bomb.
Yeah, you have to be safe.
Well, I did read that the Taste of Grand Rapids was high up on ISIS's list of high-value targets.
Every year it's up there.
Yep. No,
you had to do that. They did the right thing.
So they call the police. The police come out. Probably they have that robot, dogs, everything.
The guy from the Hurt Locker in the big suit.
They open up this suitcase, and it's Norm, the driver, our bus driver.
It's his suitcase.
It's his suitcase. He just left it out there. Did you even know this?
I
guess you didn't know this. So we're about an hour and a half into the drive now, and I go, B2 goes, what should I do? I go, oh, you don't say anything about this. We can't turn around now, drive, an hour and a half back, get this guy's suitcase, drive, then driving out. This is adding 3 or 4 hours to the trip. I said, just keep it quiet. So,
oh, wow.
Right when we pull up here at the radio station, I go, and everyone's getting off the bus. I go, hey, Norm, I got some bad news. I just got a call like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, such a lie.
Well, we were. It wasn't like we were 15 minutes out of town. We were like an hour and a half, 2 hours out of town.
Toledo.
Yeah, we're halfway
drive,
home.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we're not going back to Grand Rapids.
But Norm's crazy enough. He
yeah, I know.
Have
That's why I didn't
back.
Say anything.
Yeah. Right.
Well, anybody would for their suitcase.
Yeah. No, we
so,
wouldn't.
Yeah. No. So I go, yeah, some bad news. I said, you left your suitcase at the park where the Taste of Grand Rapids was. And he's like, what do you mean? I go, well, it's out there in the middle of the grass.
They just called, you said.
And he goes, well, someone must have taken it out. Like they were putting their suitcase in and someone must have taken it out.
Whose fault is
it?
And
left it on the ground. I go, no, because you came to the park at 6 o'clock in the morning. We then drove to the hotel where everyone was, and everyone got in there at the hotel. Mm. He's like, oh, yeah. So what happened, he put his suitcase down next to the bus. He went on the bus to turn it on and to unlock the bay door so he could put his suitcase, and then he just forgot.
You don't check the mirrors and see a box right outside the bus?
And then he drove away. So he then had to, so he drops us off, parks the bus. He had another bus here that he was driving for Gordon Lightfoot, whoever that is. He then gets on Gordon Lightfoot's bus and drives all the way back to Grand Rapids.
Can't you ship it?
To get his suitcase.
You know, that's two straight drivers you've had to have a talk with as soon as we get home. Yeah, the last one was the dumpster.
Yeah, who hit the dumpster? And I had to go, yeah, I got some bad news. That's my standard line when we pull the bus back up home. I got some bad news. Let me take a break. We do have the Shizzy coming up in just a moment, the news. We have comedian Bert Kreischer in studio with us.
I'm excited for this.
And we have the Thursday hookup as well. Why are you excited for Bert Kreischer?
Have you ever seen his stand-up? Or any of his stories about being the machine?
about being the machine.
He'll explain when he's here, because it's great.
Okay. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Show on radio.
Whoa! I've never seen anything like this.
Literally. I mean, like, four of the people on it have PTSD. Yeah! We now return to Rover's Morning Glory.
Coming up in a moment, what do you have on the way, Doogie?
I have a story about what could be the biggest spider ever. I'm going to also have a picture to go along with it, Rover, so I want you to describe what you're seeing. It scares the crap out of me. I'll tell you that story. And Justin Bieber back in the news because of what he hit last night with his truck. That story next.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Tony in Florida, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, Doug. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey. Yeah, I know why Jeffrey has hesitant, you know. I can see why.
To go to Las Vegas and renew his vows? Why is that?
Yeah, because everybody's telling him everything's going to go smooth, and Doogie's saying, don't worry about this. You're going to take care of Mary Elizabeth, the kids. And it's Doogie's just doing what she wants to do for her. She's scheduling everything around her. She don't care about Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth.
Right. No, and she'll get out there, and they'll be the last. Their needs won't be taken care of.
She's already talking about schmoozing with the higher up.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
About Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth.
Well, that is true. Tony does have a point there. Maybe Jeffrey is wise enough to know that.
Please.
Exactly.
No, I'm doing what I'm told to do. I'm supposed to try to book a wedding. I'm booking it.
You're going to leave Mary Elizabeth like a piece of parsley in a truck stop diner.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
That's why Doogie can't find a man that's sensitive and caring, because y'all have boyfriends.
Hey there.
Oh, she won't. I mean, do you have any hope she's going to find a man, Dieter?
I mean,
as long as you're on this show.
Not with that forehead.
Okay, yeah, keep talking there, smarty pants.
It's not a forehead, it's a forehead.
The plane on that forehead.
Forehead.
Dieter, do you have any hope that she's going to find a man?
At this point, Rover, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know if she's too picky or it's just the kid. She doesn't want any guy to meet her kid. So
she ain't going to find no man. That's why the children didn't like her in school.
I think that the whole, oh, my kid, that's an excuse.
Okay.
I don't think it has anything to do with the kid. I think it's a, she has a weird mental condition.
Yeah, working
where
on the show. Shut up.
She has very low self-esteem and body image.
I wonder why.
Exactly.
And therefore, she uses that as an excuse. Oh, I'm too busy for my kid, because she doesn't want to be confronted with the actual reality that someone could reject her or that guys aren't interested or whatever. So she uses this kid as a shield.
I'm good.
Exactly.
See?
Exactly.
That's right. Tony and I have it all figured out.
Bye,
all right.
Tony.
Thank you, Tony. That's my belief.
That's great.
Do you think she'll ever find a guy?
Of course I will. I won't on this show, because any guy that I like, Rover will hate him or be mean to him, because he's secretly in love with me.
He would be happy.
No, he wouldn't.
Oh, yes,
please. He'd be so jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
I would love for that. Someone else to, she can ride on someone else's coattails for a while.
Totally. Can't wait. That's why I want to schmooze with the higher up so I can get a job in New York, L.A.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Brother ADX.
Oh, God.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Hi, Brother ADX.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to point out some further hypocrisy of this United States government. Donald Trump and his anti-ban on the transgender in the military, he's actually appearing in a video with a cross-dressing drag queen, Rudy Giuliani, on YouTube, and they actually kiss at the end of the video. So this is just more hypocrisy of the United States.
Now, is this, explain this to me. Rudy Giuliani is
in today's videos.
Is in a dress?
Yes, completely dressed like, you know, lipstick, wig, dress, and he kisses Donald Trump in the video. They actually meet in a department store where they're trying on clothes.
Let me watch this video here. It's 46 seconds long. This is the mayor's press roast in year 2000. Is that Giuliani there in a dress?
Yeah, you're really beautiful. And a woman that looks like that has to have her own special scent.
Oh, thank you. Maybe you could tell me what you think of this scent.
I like that.
This may be the best of all.
This is Giuliani in drag.
They're squirting perfume on each other.
Donald Trump motorboating a
Donald, I thought you were
transgendered.
You can't say I didn't try. Mayor Giuliani, he's given away over $2 billion.
What the hell? That's weird. That's very strange.
I'm done with Donald Trump.
After that, all right. Well, brother ADX, thank you for bringing that to my attention. Who knew?
That was weird.
And of course, Doogie, y'all got to stop picking with Doogie. She doesn't have a forehead. She has a 8-head.
That's right. 8-head. All right.
Bye, brother ADX.
Thank you, brother ADX. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So much happening. Woke up to some horrible news regarding an Ohio State Fair that a lot of people are talking about. If you've ever gone to a fair and you've ever put your kids on a ride, you might want to look at the video that Rover is going to show. It's quite alarming. And this was a ride malfunction that happened yesterday
These
at the
fair. These
rides
make everyone nervous,
this
don't
was,
they?
Well,
they set them up in a day. As some hillbilly with a tooth.
But this is a little bit different. I've been on the hillbilly tooth.
This is a state fair.
This is a big deal.
It's got to be fairly highly regulated.
It is. I'm telling you, I agree. There are two different kinds of fairs. The Ohio State Fair, which is down in Columbus, this was really serious. And they have inspections. They have stamps and all that stuff. So we have one person dead, several others seriously hurt, at least three that are critical. And the incident was on a ride called the Fireball. It happened at 7:24 last night. And with the one fatality, these people, the three are in bad shape, man. They were going all over the place. And imagine waiting in line, seeing this happen.
So I haven't seen the video, but explain it to me before I play it. What
happened? The ride spins and swings riders in like the pendulum type motion.
You'll see it. When you
so it's like a pendulum and it's going back and forth, but
and
it also spins you upside down.
I don't know if you ever go upside down, but
left to right.
You're spinning left to right. And
you're going in a giant pendulum.
Yes, and I don't know what it hits, but
so the seats of the ride appear to break off, which means that leaves the riders flying
through the air. Some of them are still connected on in their seats. Some of them are just flying over, and you see shoes going.
It's only a 5-second video.
That's
it. Right. Okay. All right.
Going up.
Oh my God!
And that's where it cuts off.
Isn't that scary?
How does it cut off there? Why would the video cut off there?
I think this was a Snapchat video, so you have to hold your thumb down. So I assume when the person saw this, they let go.
So the ride comes down.
Does it hit the side?
It looks like it... I don't know if it hit something or...
But no, it's the front. The front one's the one that falls off and hits everybody else. The front car thing.
Yeah.
And then it hits other people.
This guy that flies out... He must be the guy that dies, right?
I think it
was an 18-year-old man who was killed.
There's two guys. Look at that. One here and one there.
I didn't see the second guy.
I
thought he was hanging out on the guy in the top.
18-year-old died on impact.
Oh, nope.
Wow.
And again, three.
That's pretty. That's a high fall too.
Right.
And they're both going head first.
Oh.
That's why when I ride these rides, I hold on just in case something does go wrong and the seat gives out. I still can hold.
No, you wouldn't be able to hold on.
Oh, there's people they're holding.
No, they're strapped in. There's no one holding on. You wouldn't be able to hold on through those forces. You think you're going to be your car spinning around, swinging like that? You're going to be able to hold on to that theater?
That's why I hold on for
there's
dear
no
life.
Way.
Just in case.
Anyone think theater can hold on?
No, just lock out.
Yeah.
Right.
You'll be fine.
Would you go on those? Like when
Not anymore.
I used to. The last one I went on was the Ring of Fire, which you're just in a cart like a car, a train car, but it just goes in a circle over.
Yeah, it's
and
like
over
a
again.
Hammer shape, like two hammers.
No, this one is just an actual ring.
Oh,
and you're just going around in a circle, and then it eventually stops when you're upside down. My thing, my seat thing, just gave out, and I was having to hold on to the roof of the place so I wouldn't fall out. And then
did you tell somebody after?
No, I mean, what do we?
So the next person, did anyone die on that?
Maybe. Okay. I didn't. I lived.
Well, my daughter likes to go on these rides, so we do the tiny fair, and that to us, that's fine, but I won't go on these big rides.
Let me watch this one more time in real time. My God. Wow.
The fair opens again today. All rides are shut down, though. All rides are shut down.
Shut it down.
All rides are shut down. The fair is open. There's a lot of other stuff to do. So, but the rides and they are investigating this. I don't know how much you want me to do because I know Bert's here and I know that's going to go long.
Oh, all right.
So what do I
do?
Go
on. Go on.
Okay. We'll be getting alerts, text alerts to this story. Baby Charlie Gard. The parents have requested that the baby go home with them to die. And the court said, nah, we'll move it to hospice unless if you don't make a decision by noon. You need to tell us what's going on, but we'll move the baby to hospice.
I don't get why they care what the parents do with this baby. Why is the government involved in this? They should have allowed them to bring it to the United States if that's what the parents wanted to do.
Because it's socialized medicine, so technically they're paying for it, correct?
Correct.
Well, but the parents were going to bring it to the United States. This baby has some disease, and it's incurable, but they say that there's an experimental treatment in the United States. So I would assume that the parents were going to pay for that out of their own pocket, probably.
Yeah.
So
the Vatican also offered to take it in?
So did Donald. Well, Donald Trump said that he would have, you know, a while back that he would have taken this baby, but go on, dude.
Speaking of Donald Trump, his ratings have dipped. 35%
That's fake news.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry. Fake news alert. 35% of Americans approve of President Trump's job performance.
I'd like to meet some of those 35%.
It's my brother.
Who goes, yeah, he's doing a fantastic job.
Yes. Speaking of the president, a lot of heat yesterday regarding his ban on transgenders in the LGBT community.
Yeah.
And people wanted to point out that Trump's Mar-a-Lago trips, they cost more than trans soldiers' health care. Just stick that into your back pocket.
Well, so someone sent me a figure that the transgender health care is $20 million a year is what it costs the military. Out of a budget that's something like, I don't know what it was, like $10 billion or something like that. It's not even a drop in the bucket.
It's still $20 million. You can use towards something else.
$600 billion.
$600 billion is what the military's budget.
$600 billion.
$600 billion. So $20 million out of $600 billion. That's like if I gave you $1 million and then you gave me a penny back. That's basically about the equivalent there. I don't think that it had anything to do with budget. It was just for whatever reason they didn't want the transsexuals in the military. Now, that could be the right decision. I don't know. I do not know.
It was all political. The White House said it was a political move. That's what it's about. So, more bad news to the Republicans yesterday. The Senate rejected their proposal to repeal major sections of the Affordable Care Act without coming up with a replacement. So that was not good.
8 years to come up with a replacement. Haven't
they
seen anything yet.
All right. Is this a fake story about a huge spider? There's a woman by the name of Lauren Ansel, and she posted a photo of this huge huntsman spider.
Those are big. I know that. I've heard of these before. Yeah.
But when you see the picture of this, I can't even look
at
the screen.
You have video of it.
Oh,
this is insane. How big this thing. It appeared outside the window where her partner was attempting to cook dinner. She said the spider appeared harmless.
Oh, God.
Oh, they put the cat right by it.
They
say it's the size of a paper plate.
Yeah, the thing is huge.
That would freak me out.
Oh, that would eat your face.
Totally. Pictures.
I would die.
That's pretty sweet, though. Like,
really?
Look at that thing. Yeah, look how huge that thing is.
It's disgusting.
What does that thing eat?
Like hamsters.
Birds.
Yeah, probably full of birds. Cats.
Mice.
All right,
so gross.
That's it.
Then Justin Bieber, he drove his truck into a photographer last night.
You have the video.
He was coming out of church.
Let me see this. It's one of those guys that dives on the ground and he's like, oh, Justin, you owe me money.
None of the photographers would move. He's coming out of church.
What's up with you, B? How you been, my man?
He's got a big-ass pickup truck.
Yeah.
The Biebs. Like, that's such a manly pickup truck. The mirror?
Wheel. Oh, the huge wheel. You can see the wheel.
The wheel hits this guy?
Yeah.
They do this on purpose to get a payday.
Of course, I would.
Right into him. He's not looking.
Yeah. And then he falls down right away.
It was an accident. Justin didn't get in trouble. It's going to be a lawsuit. Of course it is.
Does Bieber get out?
He gets out. He starts consoling him.
What can we do?
Heal him. Bless him, Lord.
I'm not gonna watch this whole video. Who cares? But at least the Biebs got out. Yeah. A lot of these guys run over someone and then they just keep going.
Real quick, remember when we talked about that story about that new age preacher that's getting Bieber to cancel his tour?
Well, that was speculation. I did not believe Dieter when he said, I think he's found God and all this stuff.
Church.
Now he's coming out of church.
Yeah.
There's an update to that, too. This new age preacher who's taking over Hollywood is also has Kyrie Irving under his wing.
Oh, no.
And that is the reason he requested the trade, according to the website.
Really?
Yes. So he got Bieber to cancel his tour and Kyrie Irving to request a trade.
Well, that's not good. Not good at all.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah. What's weird is like people who are millionaires follow, you know, you have everything. You're a celebrity. You're a millionaire. Why? Whatever you're doing in life has been working so far. Yeah. Why listen to a new age preacher? What's he going to help you out with?
Justin said that when he's in church, he's not a celebrity. And he likes the way it makes him feel. No one treats him any differently. So this leader treats him like he treats everybody else, and they like that.
The Biebs joining a cult. We'll be right back with comedian Bert Kreischer in studio with us next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Dieter wants to start hunting and killing his own food. He's been training as a chicken choker for years now.
It makes sense, right? Makes complete sense.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Comedian Bert Kreischer coming into the studio in just a moment. Let's bring him in. Let's get him onto the couch of tears, the couch of smears. I don't believe he's ever been on the show ever before, Dieter.
No,
first time.
No.
First time for everything. He's going to be at Hilarities on tonight and Friday and Saturday. Saturday sold out. So the only tickets available are for tonight and for tomorrow night. I'll give you all the info on that in just a moment. Bert, what's happening? How are you, my man?
Dude, it's good to meet you.
You, all my staff, they love you. They go, we can't wait for this guy.
They go, let's get a picture real quick and just in case this goes south.
Just in case you really hate Rover and you guys almost fight, which has happened before.
For real?
One guy, who was it? Tommy Davidson wanted to fight me.
Oh, that would be a quick... That would be a quick one. Rubbing him into the carpet.
He goes, if this were back, if we were back in high school, I would just knock you out right now. I'm like,
back in high school.
This is a 50-year-old guy telling me this.
Tommy Davidson think he is? He literally is no bigger than my youngest daughter. I mean, great guy, sweet guy. I'm just saying, like that's living in Hollywood too long, thinking you can fight. Come on.
It's like Justin Bieber. Have you ever seen that video clip where he's like, he's coming out of someplace in England or whatever, and there's people, and he's like, I'll kick your ass. But there's like six big, huge black guys behind him.
Of course.
And this is in Bieber's little days when he weighed like 130 pounds.
Dude, he's taking a media turn right now. People are starting to empathize with that kid. I'm telling you, he's going to be an American hero.
You think so?
100%.
He was. Everyone hated him.
Everyone hated him. And then he did the roast. And still you were like, I don't know. But then he came out with that song, right? And then he runs over that guy. But even when he ran over that guy, the one you just showed, I was watching on your thing, I think part of me goes, oh, come on. Don't do that to the Biebs. You know the guy took the charge.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I think we're going to see a big swing in that kid's career.
He may run for president or Senate, maybe against Kid Rock.
Do you see? Oh, Kid Rock's an interesting dude. I want to party with that guy. There's certain guys I want to party with. I really want to party with Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Like he would be fun just to like light him up a little bit, be like, hey, man, what do you think about the Holocaust? And just watch him go, oh, let me tell you one thing. Him, Donald Trump, and Shia LaBeouf. I would love to party with all three of those.
Who do you think? Shia LaBeouf has got to be the craziest one, right?
Dude, he's the one that you're like, oh, just let him go. Because he clearly can't handle his booze.
And he's the one that would be most, like, you're a famous partier, but did you get into trouble with the law?
Never.
Like, Shia LaBeouf is the kind of guy that just, it seems like law enforcement would somehow get involved if you're partying with
him. It's white privilege partying.
Yeah.
Like, I was raised that there's certain things that I think everyone should know. Like, I was raised, if you get pulled over, you turn your interior lights on, you take your registration out, you have your license, and you put your hands on top of the wheel, and you wait for the police officer to show up. You say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. That's how I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the kind of guy that gets drunk and gets in a cop's face. I'm not the kind of guy that gets drunk and tells a bartender off. I mean, yeah. I've had incidents, yeah, of course, like anybody, but I always dial it back and go, man, this is the night's not worth it.
Right.
Shia's not that guy. No. Shia was like George W. Bush when he got drunk. George W. Bush is the guy you never wanted to get pulled over. He's like, my dad's a lawyer. Don't worry. We don't have to answer these questions. Plead the fifth. And you're like, oh, come on, man. Just tell him we don't have drugs.
So how did you end up getting this reputation as a partier? Now my guys told me, and I mean, this is a famous story, I guess, that they did this article in Rolling Stone on you as the biggest partier at the biggest party school in Florida.
Yeah.
And I think you were a 6-year college student. They go, Van Wilder, the movie is based on Bert. I didn't know any of
that. Is that true?
Yeah.
Looks really? Exactly like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, identical. It's so funny. I had nothing to do with the movie. I didn't make it or anything. But Rolling Stone discovered me in 1997. Called me the number one party animal in the country. Changed my life. Really did change my life. 6.5-page article in Rolling Stone. This is back before reality television. So write it. I decide I'm going to do stand-up. I try stand-up one night in Tallahassee. Goes well. I move to New York. Will Smith discovers me. Oliver Stone optioned the rights to my life. I'm in New York. I start doing TV, and then Van Wilder came out. My agents and lawyers were like, we should sue. And then one of my managers, Barry Katz, very wisely said, there's two types of people in this business, buddy. People who work and people who sue. Pick which one you want to be. And so, yeah. And then I ended up taking a meeting with the people who produced Van Wilder, Ryan Reynolds' company, and they wanted to do a sitcom. And then they were like, have you ever seen the movie? I've never seen the movie. So I didn't want to watch a movie because I would always feel disingenuous in a moment like this.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's nothing like my real life. I never did anything to a dog. But all my friends' names were in it. And they're like, you guys should watch, you and Ryan Reynolds should watch the movie live on your podcast.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, in a heartbeat. I would love that. But yeah, I had nothing to do with the movie.
So how did Rolling Stone get a hold of you? I mean, this has to be some sort of legacy that you have to have Rolling Stone pick you.
It's just all it was is they were trying to write an article about Florida State. So they called up like the five heads of whatever groups, you know, head of Panhellenic, head of student body. And I had just happened to party with all of them the night before. So the day the guy made the call, I'd party with all of them. So he called all of them and he's like, give me one guy that could show me of a broad spectrum of the school. And everyone said my name. He called me. I was in the middle of a bong hit. And he literally, when he got done, I exhaled with his pitch. I exhaled and he was like, wait, were you taking a bong hit? And I was like, yeah. I was getting ready to play Frisbee golf. And he was like, oh my God, I got to stay with you. So he stayed with me for a week. And he wanted to write the article once again about Florida State.
Yeah.
But because that was such a broad subject, he just changed it and just made it about me.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Now,
it changed my life. It really changed my life. Like, I don't think the spectrum. It can never be impressed upon anyone. Dude, I was a kid in college. I had no goals. I had no direction. I was 25 years old. I guess that's old for college.
25.
Yeah, 25. I guess I wasn't a kid. I was a grown man. I could rent a car. when it happened, it I did morning radio. They'd call my house, just call my house from 6 in the morning until 10. Like, you know those call-ins you do where you just call in, Alan Rommel figure sets them up?
Yeah, yeah.
I was doing that all morning. Like, Oprah wanted me on her show. It was just insane. It was really crazy. And then, like I said, Oliver Stone option the rest of my life. I was like, I'll just move to New York. I'll be famous.
What did your parents think, though, when this article came out? Because I'm guessing they're probably paying for your education at Florida State.
In all fairness, it was only like $800 a semester.
Because you're an in-state, you're a resident.
State school, baby. Yeah. Come on. My dad called me the day the article came out. He called me and he goes, what did you do? I go, why? And he goes, we got news crews camped out in front of our house. This is back when media had nothing to write about. Not like today, like where there's a ton.
Yeah.
And they camped out in front of my dad's house. I was like, I have no idea. I swear to you, he made that call. I'm on the phone with him, knock at my door. I open the door. It's FedEx, and it's the Rolling Stone magazine. And I open the FedEx, and I look at it, and I go, oh, Dad, I think I'm in Rolling Stone this month. He was like, what? And it's, dude, it really blew me away. It's like a open up. It's a big spread of me in a with a keg in the fountain, shirtless. And I read it. I you know, there's no way to really that moment where things change forever. Where you don't even realize it's happening, but you're there, and you're like, wow, it really was pretty insane. My parents were very cool about it. They just wanted me to do anything with my life.
So at this point now, the article says you're the biggest partier at the biggest party school. You have a reputation to live up to at this point. Like it's almost. It in a way, it's got to put some pressure on you. You can't just go out and hang out and party. You have to take things to a new level every time you party.
It was fine in Tallahassee. Like, Tallahassee, all that meant was that, like, everyone wanted to do a shot with me. So, like, I remember all the football players were at Yanni's, and they pulled me up, and they're like, we're going to try to drink you under the table. I was like, good luck. And then, what was crazy was L.A. So the Oliver Stone options, the rights to my life. I go to New York, and then I start getting flown out to L.A., to try to develop the script.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being at the Argyle Hotel, and this guy, there's a pile of cocaine. This was a room where you had to take a private elevator up to the room, and there's a pile of cocaine, and we're all doing cocaine. And the guy's like, this writer's like, I just need an end to this. I don't know how this ends. How does this end? And I get into the bathroom, and you know, I don't know if you've ever done coke, but you start getting like paranoid, like getting in your head. And I was like, oh, they're trying to kill me. They want me to die right now, so they have an end to this
movie. End of the movie.
Yeah, and I was like, I got to get out of here. And then I tried to get out of here, and I was like, no, I was like, oh my God, the dealer's in here. I was like, they're trying to kill me. And I literally lost it. I go down the elevator. I walk out the front door of the Argyle on Sunset. I take a right, and I bump into Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark. And I'm like, he was wearing a Yankees cap and a V-neck white shirt. And I'm so high, I just start talking to him. And he's like, yeah. Like, I would not let this guy's ear go. But yeah, that was the scariest part, was like living up to it. I've had many nights like that where you just are like, where you're like, you want people want you to, they want to prove to you that they party harder than you. And you're like, man, that's not me.
Well, you probably also, if you have this reputation, you don't want to disappoint people either.
Pardon me. I was in a bar in Scottsdale recently. Everyone buys me shots. And that's like the one.
See, I have a rule. Everyone wants to buy me shots too. It's just it's a social thing to do.
Yeah,
I don't drink shots because I get bombed. I mean, I have no. When I start drinking, it's just. Yeah, I mean, it's just there is no drinking in moderation. It's just really? Full throttle. And but when I do shots, it's just you can't regulate that. And you have 20 people, as you are probably aware, when you go out, you have one guy. Wants to buy you a shot, great, okay. But it's everyone at the bar wants to buy you a shot so they can say, oh, I bought Rover a shot, or I bought Bird a shot. They're only drinking one shot. You're drinking 50. Dude. And so I just have a rule. I go, no, I don't drink shots.
I'm a big vodka guy, and everyone always buys me a shot of vodka. And I'm like, no, I'm drinking vodka. That would be like if I ordered a cheeseburger and said, can I get some sliders to take in between bites? Just, Like, yeah, I don't get... I end up doing a lot of shots. The shot I do the most is probably Fireball.
Yeah,
but I'm always afraid of getting roofied. Like that's because I've been roofied before.
Really?
A couple times. Yeah.
Who roofies you?
A guy roofied me in college right after that article came out.
Why? What does he want to?
You know, a lot of people didn't
have anal with you, or is it just to like?
I have no idea. A lot of people slip medical marijuana into my drinks.
Really?
Yeah, and then they're like, man, we're going deep tonight, and you're like. I mean, one of my best friends, a guy named Joey Diaz, slipped my dad marijuana. Like, but I don't know why Joey would do that. It was Easter morning.
How did he do that?
He had popcorn, edible popcorn.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, Mr. K, you want to go deep? And my dad's like, yeah, sure, Joey. And my dad ate some popcorn. It's Easter morning. Our kids are looking for eggs.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dad, did you say marijuana? He was like, no, buddy, it's popcorn. I go, no, it's marijuana. And then my dad's like, what do I do? I was like, I guess I'm going with you. So we ate marijuana together. And then we did. Ended up doing a podcast. And then me and my dad had the best moment like after that. My dad doesn't find me funny.
Yeah.
And so me and my dad sat having cigars, having whiskey, and we're both higher than eagles, like just out of it. And I was like, hey, why don't you like me? And my dad was like, you make me uncomfortable. But we would never have had that conversation. And then he ended up getting me a cardiologist, and I got a CT scan, and it was great. It was totally great.
Where did you grow up? In Florida? In Tampa.
Yeah.
What did your parents do?
Dad's a lawyer. Mom's works in early childhood development.
So your dad's probably fairly straight-laced, I'm guessing. Man. I mean, you have to be to get through law school and all of that.
Dude, I called him up one. This is a perfect example of my dad. I called him up one time. I had a bad dream. And I was up in the morning. And he goes, what are you doing awake? I said, I had a bad dream. My dad goes, you still dream? I go, yeah, I dream. You don't dream? He goes, no, I don't dream. I'm a man. He's like, what do you dream about, ponies? And I was like, yeah, sometimes. That's my dad. He is not, like, he does not get. He just doesn't get.
So did he consider, as he's sending you to Florida State for 6 years? Sure, it wasn't a lot of money, but
thought
still,
I'd be a lawyer.
Was he like, this is a failure? You are never going to graduate from school.
Oh,
he
yeah.
must have been disappointed in you.
Oh yeah.
But now that you've had success,
yeah.
does he still think you're a failure, or is he proud of you?
No. When I got the deal with Will Smith, he things changed. So I remember coming home and I was like, I was making a lot of money, and I was like, I was on a TV show. I had a couple deals. My dad, I said something about money. My dad goes, I don't know. I've never made as much money as you're making. And like, you could see it change in his eyes. Like he was like, but yeah, he thought I was going to be a loser. Like a legit dude on my 26th birthday, the day I started comedy, I find this to be one of my favorite explanations of my dad. My 26th birthday. This is the day I started comedy. By the way, I'd done it, but I was screwing around in New York, partying, trying to like get going out to LA, doing like not really focused. My dad calls me up on my birthday. I'm hungover on my couch, and I think I'll just answer it. Let him say happy birthday to me real quick. So I pick it up. I'm hungover as crap. I go, hey, what's up? He's like, you are a loser. And I was like, I go, it's my birthday. And he goes, oh, I know it's your birthday, buddy. He goes, I just perjured myself in court for you. I said, you did? And he goes, the judge, under oath. I took the oath, and then the judge said, hey, how's your son doing? And I said, great. And you are a loser. You have no humility. You have no, I mean, he tore me apart. I go, what do I do? And he goes, no, nothing. I ruined you. I didn't raise you right. And that's fine. I have enough money. You'll be a party boy the rest of your life. That's fine. Be a party boy. I've gotten fired at Barnes & Noble for working out in the basement in my underwear. And my sister had told him, and it was a long story.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had cameras. I took the bait, and I was just doing push-ups and taking the Bibles, doing forearm raises, working on my delts. Manager pulls me aside. He's like, you know we have cameras, right? And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. So my dad just breaks me off like the worst. I remember telling him, he was like, you need to go to the comedy club and tell them you'll do anything to get on stage. I was like, Dad, that's not how it works. He goes, not to you, because you grew up with privilege. But to every other kid, that's how they start. And I was like, but I have a party plan tonight. And he goes, you don't deserve a party. I was like, oh. I mean, it was like it was the best thing that ever happened to me in my life, because I went to the club that night. I ended up, not that night, but the next night, getting a job there for $25. I had to bring in customers off the street. And then if I brought enough people, I got to go on stage at the end of the night. And it was like the best thing that ever happened to me. And so, yeah, my dad thought I was a total loser. That's in short.
Bert Kreischer is here with us. He's going to be at Hilarities tonight at 8 p.m.
When are we
going to
start drinking vodka?
We
do have some.
You really?
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Yeah, around.
Would you like pour him some?
But we should have a cocktail, right?
Pour him
Come on,
some,
we
sure.
all know. We all know Hoppy.
You want me to get you some?
Oh, my God. My old, you know Hoppy?
Don't
my
get
old,
started.
Are
phone
you
streamer?
Kidding me?
This guy's a nutcase, right?
He's on his podcast?
Oh, he must have.
I haven't been on his
70
podcast.
70 downloads he has.
70 downloads.
Oh, my God. That was perfect.
No.
Oh, that's him. That's him. Oh, I was like... Who does that impression? That was amazing. And how did you nail that one? I partied with him on, you know, Mike Calta, right?
I don't know him, but
he speaks. He
has a radio
it.
Show
yeah,
in Tampa.
Yeah.
And Tampa is a great radio town, and there's a lot of history. You know, I'm a radio dork, but
I'm a radio dork.
Like Tampa has a history, no matter what the format. Great top 40 stations, great rock, great talk. Bubba the Love Sponge was based out of there. It's a great radio town, and so I've always paid attention to that. And this Mike Calta, who used to be known as Cowhead.
That's I don't call him Mike Calta. He's always Cowhead. You can't disappear from a radio name like that. Come on.
So our old producer went to go work for him. Rob, by the way, biggest liar in the world. But
I saw that meltdown.
Did you? He's a. I didn't dislike Rob, but he's the biggest liar in the world.
I didn't dislike Rob either. I'd say this. He was a very sweet guy. Very working on stand-up, but yeah, I watched that.
That's right. So he's actually working. Our old producer wants to be a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
Is he progressing? Because the first time I saw it, trying to be mean, but someone sent me a tweet. This is like 5 years ago. And they go, Rob's now trying to do stand-up comedy. And they sent me a video, and I looked, and I got 10 or 15 seconds in. I had to turn it off because it's... And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm really not. It was one of those things, like when you see someone up there and you just have that weird feeling in your stomach, you're embarrassed for them.
It's like watching the Olympics when they start figure skating and they're like, she's from Czechoslovakia. And you're like, oh, she's not going to do well. They're barely talking about her. And then you're like, I don't even want to watch it. Yeah.
It was like that. And I assume that he's progressed over 5 years.
I haven't seen it. I saw him on the cruise. I do a cruise. Every year I try to go on Cowhead's cruise, but I watched Rob's meltdown happen there, and Hoppy was on that cruise, so I met Hoppy for the first time.
What was the meltdown about?
I don't know. I seriously don't know. It started with a tweet that said, I guess he had messed up or something, and then he was like, sometimes if it's not worth it, you just got to tell everyone, screw off and give up or something like that. And we were like, what's this tweet about? Like, you're on a cruise with us.
Yeah.
So we approached him about it. He's like, oh, it's about something else. And clearly he didn't like the show. And Callahan's like, I think he wants to quit. And I was like, it sounds like it, right? Yeah. And so, and then shortly thereafter, he lost it on Cowhead. Now he's working for Bubba.
And I don't know how Bubba the Love Sponge is paying him because Bubba has no radio stations.
Bubba's an interesting guy.
I think Bubba is having to sell his house, someone told me, because it's not going well for him. You know, I shouldn't say that because he'll probably get back. That's not true, but this is just what I've heard. I don't know.
If anyone's waiting to hear his name on radio, it's Bubba.
Yeah, well.
He's like, Rover, bro, talk about me. Oh, and Progressor. I'll light them up. I'm going to light them up real quick, brother.
Hoppy is our old phone screener. We hired Hoppy. He never had a job in radio before. We hired the guy. He lasted, I believe, what was it,
2 months.
Charlie?
3 months. He started after Christmas break, and then he was gone the day after St. Patrick's Day.
Now all he does is he talks bad about me, I was actually nice to him. I don't get it. Do you understand why he talks poorly about me?
We all shaved our pubes and glued it to his face, and he's very upset about that.
But everyone was playing
that
game.
Yeah. He's very mad about the pube thing and the catfish incident where we catfished.
Did you see the video of that, Bert?
No.
The catfish incident?
I could find that.
Will you find it for me? This is the greatest. This is the greatest video perhaps that you will see.
For real?
Yes. In fact, should I take a break and let him find it? Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Please. Right. Let's have a cocktail.
All right.
We're getting orange juice right now.
We'll get the cocktail when we come back.
Okay. Yeah. I have a bladder infection. Let's do orange juice.
Well, I'll find this Hoppy video.
By the way, you are nothing like he describes you.
Hoppy?
Yeah, I thought you'd be old.
Oh, what does he describe me as?
In a Hoppy description? I remember saying, like, I was like, how did you get in radio? He was like, I used to work for Rover. And I was like, oh. But the way he described it, it just sounded like he just made you sound like you were, like, 57.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, that you were this, like, parental figure. And now that I meet you, I'm like, oh, this is not what I expected.
Well, he also says that...
By the way, he goes, I go, what did you get? Why did he let you go? He goes, oh, it was ridiculous. I was at an event and I was just eating wings. And then Cowhead's like, that goes a little different than
that. Yeah, there's always two sides to a story. Well, the guy had done, all sorts of ridiculous things and gotten, I wouldn't say in trouble, but he was doing things that, you know, when you work in a corporate environment, as cool as radio is, it's still owned by a big corporation. So he was getting drunk. He was doing things. And they told him, they go, look, this is a client event. I think it was St. Patrick's Day, right?
Day,
you were there.
I was there. He was smoking weed. He was drinking. He was wasted. So
by the way, he gets like Shia LaBeouf drunk.
Oh, yeah.
They told him, they go, look, this is a work event. You're here for your job. You know, it's a bar crawl. You can have fun. You can do, but don't go crazy. And and it's sponsored. It's Coors Light or Miller Light or whoever the sponsor was who spends, you know, $400,000 a year with the radio station. Don't screw up. So he goes to this bar. He gets just completely hammered. I mean, just incoherent, right?
Yeah,
he can't walk, can't speak.
He was eating wings, but we had radio station T-shirts. He was using...
No, it was Coors T-shirts. Coors. They brought a big box of, like, Coors or whoever the beer was to give away.
And he was wiping his face with the T-shirts that we were giving away to the crowd.
Yeah, just taking away these client T-shirts that are there for giveaways. And the people from the beer company are like... Look at this a-hole.
Yeah, what's he doing?
In all fairness, we've all been there, right?
Oh, sure.
Where we take a corporate sponsor and wipe our faces with their shirts and then wipe our
My ass with this Coors shirt.
In all fairness, a lot of us black out at work. In all fairness.
All right, let me take a break. We'll find that video. You'll pour Bert a drink. Bert Kreischer here. He will be at Hilarities tonight at 8 p.m. That show is almost sold out. Tomorrow, 7:30 and 10 p.m., those shows almost sold out. Saturday is sold out, so no tickets. So I'm assuming tonight and tomorrow will sell out. So if you want your tickets, you should probably get those now. 216-736-4242 for tickets. All right, let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Some news organizations are trying to figure out what we should do with the Syrian refugees.
Where will they go?
Here? We're just trying to figure out why Jeffrey has skid marks in the front of his underpants.
It's none of your goddamn business.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, comedian Bert Kreischer here in studio with us. He's going to be at Hilarities tonight at 8 p.m. tomorrow night, 7:30 and 10. And then the Saturday show is already sold out. So if you want tickets for tonight or tomorrow night, I recommend getting them now. 216-736-4242. Charlie, you sent me... I should have loaded this up during the break here, but I'm not that organized.
Let's get Bert a cocktail.
All right, I need to turn his microphone on.
Yeah. Is there ice in that? Radio stations are the hard... How do you guys not have ice at radio stations?
We never have ice.
It's the hardest thing to come by.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a restaurant downstairs, or a little thing downstairs. Like they have an ice machine down there, I'm sure. I would think. I don't know, as a matter of fact.
Look at ice. Downstairs. Go get it.
You want ice?
Bert wants it.
No, I don't know.
We do anything for our
guys. Wow, guys, I'm not Tommy Davidson here, okay?
The machine says he can't drink without ice.
If this was high school, I'd be kicking all your asses. Tommy Davidson.
All right, so let me give you...
A little sip of vodka wouldn't hurt.
Let me give you a just some background on this, because I don't think it's really... Is it described in the video?
If you're playing the highlight, then it's all explained.
Okay, so it's self-contained.
Yes.
Okay. So anyone who may be a new fan of the show, and maybe if you're listening to us in one of the cities, a new affiliate, Grand Rapids or West Palm or something like that, where you haven't been getting the show for years. This is from 2014. We had a guy who had never worked in radio before, but he was a super radio dork. Like, he just loved radio. He'd been emailing me I went back through my email for like 15 years since he was 10 years old or whatever. And we had someone who left the show, our phone screener left, and we needed to hire someone. We brought this guy he lived in Chicago at the time. We brought him in to interview him, and he was a complete disaster.
But it was great.
In a good way.
By the way, the sweetest guy in the world, like sober, like just a big teddy bear kind of a guy, meaning like he's 6'7", I think.
Yeah, Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And so he was a disaster, but in a funny sort of way. What I didn't realize is that he was going to drive my staff crazy over the next 3 months because the disaster, like, it's cool for a while, but Charlie tells a story like, light bulb story.
Yeah, I told him I need a light bulb from the other room, and he comes in. After 10 minutes, he disappears. He comes in, his fingertips are all burnt, and he goes, I can't undo the light bulb. It's too hot. And I had to say to him, like, you turn the light off, dude.
Before you unscrew it.
Turn the light off. He just kept burning his fingers for 10 minutes. And then he still couldn't unscrew it, even when I turned it off.
Bert, this is...
He's the kind of guy that's like, hey, does the Concorde go the speed of sound or the speed of light? And you're like, I think you're thinking of the Millennium Falcon.
This is another true story. When he came here, we start paying him. He did not know how to use an ATM. He'd never been to a bank.
I need money!
He had no life skills whatsoever.
Well, he was carrying around $3,000 cash in his wallet.
Right.
He'd go to the vending machine and take a dollar out, and I just see hundreds and hundreds. He's like, I don't know how to use a bank. I just walk around with my money.
Dude,
and,
I spent an entire cruise trying to teach him how to eat.
Just to eat?
Yeah, like I was like, hey, you got to slow it down. Like... The plate isn't a ramp into your mouth. Like, you need to sit up, take a bite, have talked to everybody. And he was like, he's the sweetest kid. He's like, I really appreciate you taking time to teach me this stuff.
Am I doing good, Bert? I doing good? Am I eating correctly, Bert? Is this good?
God,
that's,
man,
the entire time I'd be with him in a strip club. Am I doing
at
okay?
A strip
am
club?
Am I tipping the woman correctly? And then he immediately tried to pay for sex with her. He was nuts, man.
Why would you take him to a strip club? That's like taking Lenny to a pet shop.
Let me play you this video here. And by the way, it will make complete sense, I believe, over the radio, just hearing the audio of this, but you really should fire up RMGTV if you have never seen this video of Charlie and Taint Smasher, the guy who makes all of our parody songs. They basically catfished Hoppy, our old phone screeners. This is a 3-minute video. I guess I'll just play it in its entirety. Here we go. Why am I getting no audio here, Charlie?
Is your computer on?
It is, yes. Hang on. It says it's...
It's conforming.
Oh, no. It gave me an error.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can't have that problem.
All right, we'll just improv it.
Recreate it?
Okay. Yeah. I'll be happy. You be.
Oh, you don't want to see what happens. You have no idea what's coming.
Here,
for real?
I'll just play it with...
You'll be so surprised. You won't even expect this.
I can't even believe it worked.
By the way, when I got here, you were in the bathroom, going to the bathroom, and I was in the stall. And I walked out, and I didn't wash my hands.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all I thought was, I hope I don't run into him and him call me out on not washing my hands.
Yeah, so he was taking a dump, and they came out from taking a dump, and they beelined out. And I was like, man, I wonder who that was. They didn't wash their hands. They took a crap, and it was Bert.
It was me.
Don't shake his hand at the end of the interview.
I saw the back of your shirt, and I was like, he's thick. He's too big to do radio.
Did you actually take a dump?
And aggressive.
You didn't wash your hands.
No, I don't wash my hands.
Why not?
How'd you get those ice cubes?
It's a power. Oh!
Oh, yeah, he just touched the ice cubes and put it right to his drink.
Bert's tainting everything.
Oh, man.
ATM, right. Baby, ATM.
Here's, different kind of ATM. Here's the video. I'll just play it in this way. Here we go. Does this explain the whole thing?
No, this is the highlight clip. You got to play the highlight clip.
This is what you gave me.
I'd sent you two different things.
Oh, I can't believe we're talking about Hoppy this much.
He loves it.
I should have never brought him up.
What is Shore Archives, RMGTV Archives, Highlights 2014.
Oh, my God. How am I going to find this?
I'm sorry.
Say this again.
Show Archives,
RMGTV Archives, Highlights 2014.
11-7.
Well, you guys figure this out. I'll tell you the story about the time I got involved with the Russian mafia.
It's figured out. Hold on. We're ready to go. You can tell me that story.
No.
But let me. I thought it was figured out.
How did that story get so huge recently, Bert? Because I first saw it 6 years ago, and now it's like, it's just on my Facebook every single day. It's a clip of you telling that story.
So what happened was, I did it on my special. I posted it on Facebook, and it's like Facebook works with the people that know you, find your stuff first. The kids that were in that trip that I robbed were the first ones to comment. And the first comment is, this story's 100% true. I was there. Here are pictures. And they posted pictures, and then tagged everyone that was on the trip in the pictures. So then the next 40 comments were all kids in the trip that I'd robbed. And they were like, oh, my God, I remember that night. Oh, that's Igor. That's Sasha. Oh, that's so. And so the first, I mean, the 100, probably 100 is all the kids in my class texting back and forth to each other who haven't spoken but are all tagged in it. So if you came at the video and had never heard anything and you start watching it, when I was 22, I got involved with the Russian Mafia, and you look at the first comment says, this story is 100% true. I was on this trip. You're like, oh, my God. This is, and then you hear the story, you're like, I can't believe this.
So what is the story?
I got involved with the Russian Mafia.
How?
When I was 22. They were running a, I love that I'm telling it to you, because I'm not going to have to monologue it. I can just tell you.
Yeah.
The mob ran everything in 1995 in Russia. I signed up for these Russian classes, never learned Russian. It was a C. It was Florida State.
Yeah.
$800 a year. And so we went over to Russia in 95, study abroad trip, mob ran everything. So we paid off the mob, and they gave us two young gangsters to, like, live with us.
Who organizes that? I mean, who says pay off the mob? I mean, how does
I can say his name. I'm afraid I'll get sued, but
Donald Trump?
No. The head of the Russian department. He had the teachers go in with those little hidden fanny packs in their jeans with, like, each carrying, like, $5,000, $10,000.
And he pays off the mob to what? Protect you?
Keep us safe.
To watch out for you?
Basically, the mob said, don't pay us off and see what happens, or pay us off and nothing happens.
We're going to do something against here. This is like a class field trip or something?
It's a study abroad for a couple months.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And so we go in, and they introduce us to our gangsters. The word for that's banditti. Igor and Sasha were the two guys. And they were like, don't talk to them, don't look at them. And I was like, they're going to be my best friends. So I roll in first night, grab a bottle of vodka, six-pack of Baltica, and I planned a sentence. I was going to say, «Здравствуйте, меня зовут Берт, очень приятно, я работаю кошка», which means, you know, I get down. But, man, when I'm face-to-face, the door opens, and I see a real gangster, tattoos, wife beater, track pants, cigarette. And he just looks at me, he's like, «Что?» By the way, I'm a frat boy from Florida State. I was wearing a fanny pack. This is 1995. I swear to God, in the fanny pack, I had lemon, sugar, and a pocket knife, because we were going to do lemon drops. Learned that at a round the world party. So the second I see him, I just panicked. And I meant to say something else, but all I said to him in Russian in his door was, I am the machine. And he starts laughing hysterically. Brings me in a room full of nine Russian gangsters, all drinking and smoking, and just goes, stop. Tell them what you said. And now I only got one card to play. I was just like, it worked with him. I'm the machine. And they looked at me, and they were like, he's the machine. And I drank with them all night long. And all I knew how to say was, I'm the machine. Now, sidebar to this story, they had never seen any of the movies that we grew up on. So anytime I needed a joke, all I had to do was reach into a bag called Caddyshack quotes and destroy. This is 1995. I learned how to say fat guy in a little coat to them. And they were howling laughing in Russian. They're like, who is this guy? And the guy that answered the door, Igor, is like, he's the machine. So, yeah. So, and then we did everything together. Me and this guy that answered the door, we ran a pool hall scam. We stole a boat. We did everything. It was lawlessness. And then one night, whole class takes an overnight train trip to Moscow. And I tell Igor, I said, we share a cabin. And he goes, no, different mafia runs train, different mafia runs Moscow. And I was like, what does that mean for me? And he's like, don't worry. I set it up. I'll take care of you. Sure enough, he introduces me to my two new gangsters, Igor and Igor. By the way, I swear to God, I wish I had a joke for this. As long as I've told the story, I wish I had a joke right there. But I swear that was their names. Igor and Igor. And he goes, guys, this is the machine. If you give the machine vodka, you'll have a great time. And the bigger the two Igor, he's like, he's heard of me. He's excited. He's like, I can't wait to play with the machine. He's like, the machine sits in first class. So I go to first class, pimped out, booze, food, and when the train leaves, everyone that works in the train comes in to pay their respects.
Like, oh my God,
dude! The conductor walks in. I remember. I'm 22 years old. I'm a frat boy. Conductor walks in. I'm like, oh, here we go. We're in trouble. Rips off the stars and stripes to his shirt, places them in my lap, and goes, "This is a present for the machine." Wow! It would be an honor to do a shot of vodka with the machine. I am 22 years old thinking, oh, these machine stories might have gotten out of control. Dude, drink all the booze in like an hour. We're doing shots with everyone that works on the train. Going to the bar cart, me and Igor, he's like, we got more vodka. I'm like, I'm in the mob. I'll do whatever I want. Rolling to the bar cart. Igor says to me in Russian, he goes, machine, go behind the bar and grab bread. in Russian, and I understood him. For a second, I'm like, I'm finally learning the language. Like, my way, not through flashcards and textbooks, but by joining the mafia. Go back, grab the bread. I'm like, Igor, I understood you. He's like, can the machine find cheese? I was like, sir, cheese, I got it. Give me another one. He's like, grab vodka. I was like, I already know that one. Give me another one. He's like, grab the money. I'm like, huh? He goes, grab the money. And I realize we're robbing the bar cart. Dude, I remember in that moment, looking at the bartender and seeing the look on his face going like, oh, we're really like, he was like not making eye contact, just like, take the money, leave. Go back to our first class cabin. And within 5 minutes, the head chaperone of this train trip, not the whole trip, just this train trip,
right,
English teacher, didn't speak Russian, swings the door open with that liberal arts confidence. This is over. To me and the two gangsters, this is over. How dare you? Big Igor looks at me, smiles, takes a sip of vodka, spits it in her eyes, and goes, no one talks to the machine like that. Shuts the door in her face and goes, screw that chick. This is Russia. Looks at me and goes, don't worry, machine, when it gets dark, we have good time. I'm like, what are we doing when it gets dark? Reaches in his pocket, pulls out a ring of keys. He goes, we're robbing the whole train.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you go through and rob everyone?
While they were sleeping.
It's the nice way of doing
it. You think your moral compass, like you think in those moments, you go, not me, I'm going to go work on my verbs.
Yeah.
But man, when push comes to shove, I guess I'm the guy that's like, let's start with my class.
Were you worried that your class would know that you were behind the robberies and they would turn on you? They would kill the machine, a rage against it.
No. In all honesty, I mean, if we're going to be really honest about this story, part of me was concerned that something bad was going to happen to them. So I was kind of making sure nothing like really bad happened.
Like the Russians were going to kill them if they resisted or something?
It was a different world then and there. It still is a little bit. So part of me was like, we're just robbing them. That's not that bad. And so we robbed them. We robbed the whole train. Robbed everyone. Pulling to Moscow at 6 a.m. Hammered. Sun's up. Train stops. Door opens. Same teacher, not mad, smiling, which is really curious. She's like, I want to be the one to tell you they've alerted the police. And I'm like, and I'm freaking out. I look out, two cops talking to my whole class. They're upset. They're in their pajamas. They've been robbed. I get it. Apparently, they've never heard snitches get stitches. Igor is completely unfazed. He's like, don't worry. I speak to police for both of us. And I was like, oh, thank God. Goes out, bottle of vodka in one hand, cigarette in the other. I'm thinking, I wouldn't bring that out there. Literally goes up to the cop who's taking a statement.
Yeah.
Grabs him by the arm, spins him around, and starts screaming in his face. There's a word in Russian called kajol, which is a really, it's like you don't call anyone a kajol. And he's like, pointing to me and him, like, kajol, weed on your mouth. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is not going good. Now the cop's staring at me, and I hear him bark out, Pajom, zadesh, gide, which I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound like, you're okay, stay there. Walk over to the cop, who's standing in front of the class I just robbed. Next to the gangster I robbed them with, all I'm thinking is, this isn't how I plan on spending my second junior year, you know? Get 5 steps from the cop, who looks impatient. He takes 2 big steps, grabs me by the arm, pulls me right to his face, and he goes, so, I understand you're the machine. Nice. Tonight you party with us. Dude, I'm like, what? He's like, do you like strip clubs? I was like, hell yeah, I like strip clubs. I was like, wait, I'm not in trouble? And he goes, no. Screw that chick. This is Russia. Dude, So the reason it went viral is because those comments
of people who were robbed.
Dude, I told it on Rogan. Rogan's the best, one of my best friends, the greatest dude I know. Changed my life. I will tell you that. Changed my life. Told it on Rogan. Rogan heard the story just like I just told you. And he goes, that needs to be in your act. And I was like, oh, it's more like a story. Like, it's better, I think, the way I tell it to you than on stage sometimes. And he goes, no. And he said on his podcast, he will only be known as the machine. Don't call him anything else. And when you go to his shows, you chant it out until he tells the story. You make him learn how to tell the story on stage. Changed my life. I told it on Rogan. Got like 3 million views or something. A lot of people heard it. I thought I was done with it. Did it on my special, posted it. And then I think what happened is anyone who heard the story before and then saw these comments was like, wait, that's
They probably
true.
Didn't believe it when they first heard it.
I think a lot of people were like, it's a good story. You know what? Comedies,
right?
A lot of make believe, like, you know, a lot of just make it up, just make me laugh. That's all that matters. But I think when people were like, "Oh, this is," and I was the whole time, I'm like, "All my stories are true, as crazy as they sound." Even when people deny that it happened, Will Smith, I thought he wanted to have sex with me. True story. 100%. Smoking PCP with Tracy Morgan. True story. 100%. These are my stories. I'm not a liar. If I will do anything, I punch it up to make you laugh.
Sure, right.
But I think when people saw that, they were like, holy crap, this is true? And then anyone that came to it was like, reading the comments, like, oh my God, this is a true story. I think it blew everyone away.
How long does it take to refine the real story, the true story,
yeah,
into something you can put on stage
and
hone it down? And it takes you 4 years to get it to the point where it's perfect in your mind.
Dude, and by the way, and I'll say this, I'm not just because I'm in Ohio, but you know, as a comic, there's a lot of clubs in Ohio, so we work in Ohio a lot. Ohio has a great comedic sensibility, in my opinion. Very liberal, but still Midwest,
yeah,
you know? I love Ohio. I was in Columbus the first time I told it, and I'd never told it on stage, and everyone was chanting it. I just on Rogan, and this kid in the front row said, to any comic, this will warm your heart. He said, I said, they're all chanting, and I go, guys, I don't tell it on stage. It's not a stage story. And this kid goes, we understand it's not going to be good this time, but you need to work on it to get it better. And I went, and he goes, just tell it. That's fine. It'll be good. And I went, okay. And so I told it bombed, and they were like, keep telling it. Like, what? What audience goes, keep telling it?
Right.
You can do this, Rudy. Like,
it's the exact opposite of my audience. Rover, you suck.
Yeah.
All right. Let me, I believe that I have found this video here. Give me one second here. All right. Is this the.
Am I sticking around to have another cocktail or no?
Sure, yes. Sure.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, okay. I just didn't want to start making a cocktail. Hey,
sure, go ahead.
You can make cocktails back here.
Stick around all morning if you want.
Yeah, we're drinking with the machine, dude.
Yeah.
Are you drinking too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm taking my shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Look at
how quickly that
goes. It's a dream come true.
When did this start? You're known for taking your shirt off when you're partying. How did that start?
Now I look drunk with my hat.
Yeah, your hat. Look like a fisherman right now.
He looks like that guy. What was that band? That one guy. What was it?
New Radicals.
Gosh. New Radicals.
Courtney Love will punch you in the face. By the way, I got on a New Radicals, Len. You remember Len?
Oh, yeah.
Len. Brother and sister, ecstasy couple that wrote that.
On Mopeds.
I'll steal my sunshine.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that song. Len, the band or group
that was
or whatever.
A big hit.
Don't start playing this.
We're playing it, Bert.
Oh, my God. This is drinking.
What is this
right
a
here.
Dance party
are you
happening?
Kidding me?
In,
come on, dude. We're in Montreal right now.
I'll do the guy parts. You pick up the chick parts.
Okay. Oh, don't even start me.
I was lying out on the grass on Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat.
Yeah.
Dude, this reminds me of cocaine.
We'll get you some of that, too, if you like.
Yeah, let me do coke, guys. Someone get my blood pressure medicine from CVS. By the way, when his sister comes in, that's the best.
I thought that the sister, I remember watching that video, and I'm like, is this chick, like, really hot or really ugly?
No, she's still hot.
I thought she was hot. I thought she was hot. Yeah.
This is my part.
I know it's up for me. If you steal my sunshine, make sure I'm not in too deep. If you steal my sunshine,
by the way, her verse.
If you steal my sunshine,
her verse is the best. Here we go. Give me a little racquetball, real quick. Here we go, racquetball. Here we go, you ready?
Break it down.
I was flying down the dumps of the thunder. I'm a little drunk. LATER that week.
Hell yeah. Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be the best summer ever, guys. I just see how fat I am in this video.
They're Canadian, right?
Is no, from Montreal,
yes.
Canadian, but French-Canadian. They wrote this song on ecstasy. They had gone to a party. Oh, didn't she sound beautiful?
Why are you a Len historian?
I got really high one night and Googled everything there is to know about Len. By the way, she still looks good. Pull her up. She
who was
really
the
good.
Comedian that got very offended, the woman that I said I Googled? Because you do this, right? Like, you see a chick in a music video. What pot is this on? Is this on the wrong one?
Oh, yeah.
When you see a girl in a video, you immediately like Google that girl, right? And find out her whole life story and like, is she married? Like, what's her thing? I told that to someone. Who was that? Who was that broad?
I have no recollection.
She was not big. Ruggiero? Natasha didn't want to.
No, not her. God, what was this chick's name? I can't remember.
She was not a big...
Some comedian. And then she doesn't say anything. She leaves and she writes this Instagram post later that day of what a chauvinist pig I am.
I can guess which one.
All right.
I'm friends with all of them.
Throw me two or three names and it's
probably Eliza Schlesinger.
No, she was great on the show.
No, Eliza's very vocal. She's like someone who's not going to be.
Jamie Lee.
Has anyone ever heard of
her? Edit?
Yeah. Never heard of Jamie Lee.
Was she a Chelsea Lately kind of girl?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, man, they're not real comics. They were just people Chelsea could bounce off of.
All right. Let me take a break.
By the way,
here.
Now I'm drunk, so you know I'm getting in trouble for that statement. John Caparulo's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, John, you're the real comic, but everyone else isn't.
Let me take a break. I promise I found this Hoppy video.
You got a platform.
It's now been built up for an hour.
It'll pay off.
All right, all right. It's worth the wait.
I promise.
Okay.
This is gonna.
I'm gonna go wash my hands.
All right.
Finally,
he's God.
You want some Purell? All right. Let me take. What is this?
New Radicals.
Oh, New Radicals.
Oh,
oh yeah.
One, two, three, and.
Now is this all big? Let's do it. Yes.
Oh, let's go back to '97.
Now, were you in school during this time?
Dude,
is this?
I was in a band
like
in college. I was in a band in college. Kicked out the guitarist. He's like, "I'm going to start a band 10 times better than your band." I was like, "Good luck." He started a band called Creed. True story.
Oh man,
were you the old Radicals?
We were called Giving Out Spankings.
All right, let me take a break. Bert Kreischer is here. He's going to be at Hilarious tonight and all this weekend. We also will get to the Thursday hookup this morning. And I'll finally get to this Hoppy Catfish video that we've been talking about for an hour. Hang on.
Secrets of highly intelligent people. They listen to Rover's Morning Glory.
That's six.
I know it's six. Just listen to the damn show already, okay? Come on.
Comedian Bert Kreischer here with us. Someone just sent me a text message. Dong Bobbler is actually his name that he goes by. He sent me a text message. Dieter, you'll like this if this is true. He says that Bert was in ATO. Is that true?
100%.
No way.
You too?
ATO.
ATO for life.
Over here, yeah.
Brothers.
Can you guys
no wonder
do that?
He's so freaking crazy.
Maybe you guys handshake.
Do that secret handshake.
Yeah, off there.
Oh, can you guys
We don't like to show it. By the way, I have a story.
Tell
that,
to me.
That you'll appreciate as an ATO.
Is it you put CD jewel cases in between your ass cheeks and pass
they
it guy to guy like Bader did?
Oh, do you know what we did?
Baby
we did.
Elephant
we did.
Walk?
Oh, yeah, I did the elephant walk. Do you know what we did? We used to do a thing called sloppy biscuit.
We did do that?
Sloppy ours was... super homosexual. Like our
this is was, great because Dieter's the biggest homophobe and every story we heard every story we've heard about him and his ATO days from witnesses, it's all that they were doing this kind of
so
stuff.
So what they did during Hell Week, by the way, how old are you?
37.
Okay, I'm 44, so I was definitely in the hazing period and in the South. My fraternity, I always say this is very racist and very homophobic. But we did the gayest stuff in the world. They line us up during Hell Week with our paddles behind our back, pledge books behind our back, naked, blindfolded, facing the wall. Okay. Line us up in the lounge, And then they, Sean Simmonson, I shouldn't say his name maybe, but Sean Simmonson comes in and he's like, in the middle of this room is a biscuit. The last person to, I'm going to let you say this.
Crank it out and complete.
Crank it out and complete onto the biscuit has to eat it.
Oh, no.
It's a limp biscuit.
He goes, let's go. And now you're left with a game time decision. Like, do I race to the biscuit blindfolded? I got to find it first and start doing it in front of all these people. Or like, and you're like listening to the guy next to you. And you're like, I don't know. Man, this is not what I signed up for. I don't know if this is one of the organization I want to be in. And all of a sudden, Pete Whalen, probably shouldn't say his name. He's a professor at Penn State. Now, taps me on the shoulder and goes, take your blindfold off. So I lower my blindfold, I look, and Mike Angelides and Jeff Hartley are in the blindfold in the center of the room just going at it.
Cranking it out.
And we all just sat and watched. They get done, and they're like, golf clap, gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
They lower their eyes. They're like, oh, are you kidding me? Like, there was always, like, there was always a punch to our, to the gay thing.
It's like a prank.
Yeah, it was a prank. It wasn't like, that's wasn't how the straight up gay. It.
Yeah, it's just, it's not straight gay. It's a prank.
I
just
watched two guys masturbate. I wasn't actually gay.
I was naked, blindfolded, watching two guys masturbate with my hands behind my back.
ATO for life!
Dude, it was the funnest 7 years I ever had.
Seven.
I was in college 7 years. Man, I would never trade it. And I understand that it is all the bad things that Trump has made good about America again. But, like, I loved a fraternity. Elliot in the Morning, DC and DC 101 is an ATO. Guy Fieri is an ATO.
Yeah.
Got you. And I went up to Guy, and I gave him the secret handshake, and he gave it right back to me.
Nice.
Yeah.
We've been asking Dieter about this secret handshake. He won't show it to us.
So. He can't.
I'll tell you a story. Only you'll get it. I guess I give it away by saying that. Never mind.
Can't tell us the secret handshake story.
Off there, you can tell me.
I did it in my special. I checked into a hotel room. Skinny young black kid checks me in. Oh, why is he going to be black, Bert? Because he was. Okay. He grabs all my bags. I have four bags. Checks me in, gets me in the elevator, takes me up to the top. Doors open. We walk down the hallway. And as we do, the elevator door next to us opens. And an older white gentleman walks out, like 50 years old. And he kind of shadows us, you know, like we're going. And he's like five steps behind us. We take a left. He takes a left. We take a right. He takes a right. We get finally to the very end of the hall. That's where my door is. Turns out the old man's in the room right next to me. So as a joke, I say to the guy, I go, hey, man, if you want, we can open up that middle door and we can hang out this weekend. And the guy does not find that funny. Like, he goes, I no, thank you. And now he can't get his key to work. And I go, think about it, man. When was the last time you made a new friend? Like, now I'm milking it. You know, we'll open the door. We'll make each other coffee in the morning. We'll talk until we pass out. And he's like, I definitely don't want that to happen. Gets in his room, and I stop him, and I go, listen, if you change your mind, just knock and scratch. And he goes, I probably won't be doing that. Shuts the door. I look to see if I made the kid laugh. He's already in the room. I just look like a lunatic for nothing. I go into the room. The kid's dropping the bags, and he's not even, like, putting them up. He's just dropping them. So I go into my pocket to give the kid a tip, and he says, sir, you don't have to do that. And I was like, well, I got to give you something. You just brought my bags all the way up top. He goes, no, you don't. It's my job. It's what I do for a living. I go, I got to get tip you something. And he goes, no. Just knock and scratch. And so me and this skinny black kid go over to the door, ears up at the door. I knock and I scratch, and you hear this old man in the other room going, I don't want to hang out, man. That was just for me and you.
All right. I believe.
We got the hoppy video?
I think so. Let's.
I'm going to be hammered for TV today.
Is this right? Let's look here.
Dude, I've seen you picking bugs the whole time.
Four and a half minutes. Is this correct,
yes.
Charlie? Okay.
And the whole story's in there.
All right. So it probably starts with us explaining the story on the radio, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we had a girl come in. She's trying to win a date, and she gave Hoppy a lap dance.
Okay. So.
Oh, dear Lord.
I hope that this is worth it. I hope that this is good payoff. Bert knows Hoppy, our old phone screener, and fire up RMG TV if you are on a station that hasn't been carrying the show for years. This is a guy that worked for us briefly, and when he first started working for us, we got this guy pretty good. Here you go. Jim, if you weren't able to figure this out, Ryan's a virgin.
Just by looking at me, you can tell.
How
old are you?
21.
14.
All right.
There was a girl in here yesterday, a hookup girl, who was quite the girl. She gave Ryan a lap dance.
he gave the number to that chick, Olivia.
Yeah.
And then he's sitting in the office yesterday, and he gets a text, and it's from Olivia.
Oh, wow.
And she goes, hey, it's Olivia.
And then he's like, Dieter starts giving him advice on how to text back.
Yeah, because he's the big ladies man.
And he gives the worst advice at all time. Three immediate texts. What are you doing? What's going on? Just like rapid fire text. You're supposed to play.
Doesn't even wait for an answer.
No.
Text.
Cool.
No response. So she probably thinks I'm some weirdo.
Okay.
So then Taint Smasher overhears this exchange happening. And Taint Smasher and I get this great idea. Since he doesn't have this chick's number, he has no idea who's texting him. So I get my fake number going. I get my Google Voice number going. Uh-huh. And I text him and I go, hey, it's Olivia.
What's up, baby? It's Olivia.
Prove it, Olivia.
Okay.
My phone died, so I'm using my friend Jen's phone.
Oh, my God. Prove it, sexy.
I can't send pics through Jen's phone. Do you have an email?
Yeah. What are you doing this afternoon? I got an open hotel room all day long.
Right into it. Just right into it. All right, let's switch over to the email.
Here's the pic you wanted. What are your plans for the day?
I'm free all day. Want to come over now?
And then he puts a link to his
automatic.
How did you do that?
That's the automatic signature thing.
Well,
I
he name drops himself.
Okay. Olivia. Yeah, what is the name of the hotel and what's your room number? I want to show you a good time. You better block off the next 3 hours. And then
she goes, did you buy condoms?
Now, this is where it gets interesting. At this exact time, Taint Smasher's driving down the street to go get supplies for something that we have planned.
Yeah.
He sees Ryan Hoppy driving down the street. And when I emailed, do you have condoms? He sees Hoppy do a U-turn. Swear to God.
I'm like, God damn it, I got to get those rubbers.
So you get a text from this, what you think is this girl, and says, go get some rubbers, and you just immediately flip
and
a bitch.
Here's the most pathetic part. I bought boner pills, too. Because I wanted to last long.
Okay, cutie, I'll be there in half an hour, maybe 45 minutes. I want you to be on the bed and ready to go when I get there. The first time is going to be quick, so I want to get it out of the way. After that, I will teach you a few things. Then we go for round two.
Dude, I was so turned on. I'm like, whoa, is this really going to happen? Am I going to get my afternoon glory?
I'm 2 minutes away. I want you to take off all your clothes, put the condom on, and lay on the bed. I want you to leave the door unlocked. Flip the metal door stoppers out so it doesn't lock. That way I can come right in and ride you.
Oh my God.
Let me know when you're ready, winky face.
And then I was having the hardest time putting the condom on because I've never put on one before. So I said to her, can you help me put on the condom?
The girl, I'm outside of the hotel. Let me know when you are on the bed. Ryan says, I'm ready, but come in and make sure the condom is on all the way.
No, Rover. I have a video for you, all right?
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right, so I'm going to pause here. This was like the world's longest setup, but basically these guys were pranking Hoppy.
Wait,
can
I just chime in real
yes.
quick? Whoever sent those texts sent them from such a guy's perspective.
Oh, I knew. I was talking to Hoppy, who's never talked to a chick in his life. So, like, I knew exactly what he wanted to hear.
I want to meet a girl like the guy who's texting. Because, hey, let's get the first one out of the way. I'm going to teach you a few things. You're like, oh, thank God. I was so nervous that was going to be the one time we did it.
So then you have to put this in perspective here. He had just moved here to take this radio job. We put him up in a hotel down the street.
Yeah.
So he's never been away from home, and they have video now. So Charlie and Taint Smasher now go to his hotel with a video.
Taint Smasher and I are in the hallway of the hotel.
Yeah.
We're in the elevator.
Before Ryan thinks he's getting laid for the first time.
We turn the corner, and I was like, there's 538. And I was like, there's no way it's going to be unlocked. This is going to be a bust. And then we notice it's unlocked. So we have two air horns ready to go, and the video can take it away from there.
They're walking through the
hallway. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Oh, my. That could not have. I'm drooling. That could not have paid off better. Where can I find this online? YouTube. I need to share this with people.
YouTube.
It's got to be on Roma Radio.
Wait, can you just play the look on his face and stop it when he's covering himself?
Roma, play the raw one just so you can really get in there. We can see he's got his wiener tucked between his legs for some reason.
And his teeth are out. Lip is up.
I'll pause.
So
if you're listening on the radio and you're not watching this, They bust into his room. They have air horns. I guess the air horns are what, just to scare
him? Just to scare the crap out of him. We know he's fully nude. He's got his underpants dripped over
his
big
toe. Well,
you don't
know that he's... You don't know he's...
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
You're texting. You don't know
sure. But just in case.
And so shout out to the camera work on that. Like, that was insanely well shot.
Thank you.
The best part, I love when Hoppy, he's actually still has his cell phone in his hand texting this made-up girl. And the look on his face, and then he realizes he's been... catfish, and he just throws his phone.
Right, that could not be a better. I'm giving up on women altogether.
Here, watch.
Oh, stop right there! Stop.
Oh. He throws the phone.
Oh, look at his face. Look at his. And that's it. By the way, who brought the spotlight? Brilliant idea.
Oh yeah, we had full lights. We had, and these were huge cameras. Like, we
back
didn't
it up,
need cameras
back it up,
that
back
big.
It up, back it up, back it up, back it up, back it up,
the
back
teeth
it up.
Were right
back,
there.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh,
he's
my
just
God.
Naked on the bed, covering his junk up with his hand.
This, completely hairless.
This makes me love him so much right now.
Hugh got really sad after, but...
I bet he did.
But it made it so much funnier.
You technically raped him. You realize that? Oh, my God.
I mean, who would actually thought, like, you would think...
By the way, can I tell you, I didn't think this would ever live up to the weight we had for this video.
Oh,
that
it's
is
been
the,
an
might
hour
be the
we've
best
been,
thing I've ever seen
told
in my
you.
Life.
I mean, when I sent them over, I'm like, he's probably not gonna, you know how guys, yeah, sure, I'll be naked, whatever. And then you go, and they want to chit-chat or what. Oh, come on, baby. I did not think he would actually be naked
with
waiting
the rubber
for
on.
with the rubber on. I mean,
oh,
it's on
gosh.
Right here, actually.
Yeah, tucked in between. He's got underpants hung over his big toe.
So Instagram came out with a filter called Boomerang. What Boomerang was meant for was the reaction of his surprise to giving up on women altogether. That moment, if I could watch that in like back and forth, just like, hey, I'm like, oh, it's hey, what are you guys doing here? Oh, wait, and then him, yeah, that's Boomerang. That's what it's meant for. Oh, like, but wait, then now do another Boomerang of him realizing, hey, my friends are here. Wait, it was my friends. And now watch this one. Wait, big, Boomerang that.
He's so sad right here. Oh. He's
defeated.
He's so,
He's got, leaves his body at that moment.
Watch
he's got,
this, watch
like,
this.
For a minute there, he's smiling because yeah. The spotlight is in his face. He's like, oh, there's like six girls who are going to jump me and have like wild stripper sex right now for my first time. Then he realizes, no, it's Charlie.
Oh. Watch this. Oh, I want that as my meme. Right there. Oh, that's it. Can you just, and this is probably, just get that little video and Boomerang it.
Oh, Snitch, our video guy, you can do that for him, right, Snitch?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, man.
I found the YouTube video of it. I'll send it to you, Bert.
Please.
This has got to be on roverradio.com,
yeah,
too,
on
right?
Radio.
It's got to be on roverradio.com.
Insane.
Tweet it to Bert so he can, I'm sure it's on roverradio.com. I mean, I've never met anyone like this guy.
That Hoppy. Feeling you guys had when you shot that video and you got that moment after all that hard work, that's what it feels like to have a kid.
Oh, it probably took hours for you guys to set this up, right, Charlie?
It was actually pretty, yeah, it was, but
it's actually
it was
pretty easy.
2 hours because he's so horny and he's never met a chick in his life, so he was willing.
Oh, my God. Bert Kreischer is here with us. He's going to be at Hilarity's 4th Street Theater tonight.
Am I leaving or make another cocktail?
Hey, we do have we have a single woman coming in.
Have him sit in.
Do you want to sit in on the Thursday hookup?
I will be a perfect third mic.
Okay.
I will not say a word unless spoken to. And if I find an insightful interjection, I'll
okay.
throw it in.
All right. Kreischer is shirtless now on the couch of tears. He will be at Hilarity's tonight at 8 p.m. How do you do it? You make these drinks. It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You have to be on stage in 11 hours.
I got to be in TV in 2.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How do you do it?
Talk about Travel Channel.
You can keep going. You just.
No. I'll take a nap. I'll go do TV. TV will be. TV's pretty
3 minutes
bland.
In, out.
Yeah. I ride roller coasters. I've been to Cedar Point, you know, and then go take a nap. And then it's super
How
easy.
How did you get this? Because you had a show. Is it on? It was on Travel Channel?
7 years.
That is, you go out and you do, you ride roller coasters, you do stuff like that. How does that even come about? How do they go, yeah, we have a show and we want you to do this?
I think, I don't know, to be dead honest with you. I think it was a bad match. I love Travel Channel. I'll never talk bad about them. But like, I will say that having been removed from Travel Channel, I'm a lot more successful. And I think people like me more because it was never like, it was never my sensibility.
You've talked trash about their social, though, and their video.
Oh, their social media sucks. Well, by the way, I said, had the last season of Birth Conquer coming out. I was like, hey, if you guys could, we've got a lot of viral clips in this. If you guys could just let me, I'll grab them. I'll edit them. By the way, I edited the sizzle for Travel Chip for Birth Conquer because no one was doing anything. They just wanted to bury the show. New regime, they wanted to bury it. And I edited sizzles for it. I posted them. I did all of it myself. And then I said, hey, we have a bunch of viral clips. Like, just post a couple. It'll really help promote the series. They were like, we don't see it. We don't know what you're talking about. So some girl, I leave Travel Channel, some girl, young girl who knew me, sees one of the clips and was like, oh, this is really great. I'll post this. I think it has 180 million views.
Oh, my God. Wow.
They were super antiquated in terms of viral content.
Yeah. And it is the biggest thing that network has ever done,
but they want nothing to do with you.
I mean, I don't care. I love them, but I probably wouldn't do TV anymore.
Well, when you're doing a show like that, it's not Bert that's deciding what to do in the show.
What's frustrating is that you do something very funny. I have another viral clip that will go viral when that network gets sold. It's being sold right now, I think, to Discovery. Once it gets sold, then I think I'll be able to post this. And it is me going through a spook house in Ohio. I love Ohio. I'm being serious. Spook house just outside of Columbus, I think. And it will go viral. It is the funniest thing. It's me being terrified. But I curse throughout it. So my biggest problem with the network was like, it's funny. And they're like, it's not brand friendly. And I was like, what part of you separates your sensibility and then applies a brand to your sensibility? Like, I never understood that. If it's funny, it's funny. Look, I'm Bert Kreischer. I watched that Hoppy thing. I know Hoppy. I like Hoppy. That's hilarious. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I'm not sitting here as a brand going, know what? Right. I don't enjoy that. It's not brand friendly. That's one of the things that bothered me a little bit about the network is that it didn't, like, I ruptured a testicle on a ride and they didn't want to show it.
Oh, come
on. I was like, dude.
That's gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But they were like, it's not brand friendly. You're in a Speedo. You shouldn't be in a Speedo. And I was like, what?
Well, when you have all these, it's by commission and committee, and then they'll go, oh, what roller coaster were you on when you ruptured a nut? That's going to be bad publicity for those guys. They don't want people getting injured on their ride. You know,
by the way, Johnny Knoxville's making a movie about that park that I ruptured the testicle. It's called Action Park in Jersey. They used to call it Class Action Park. And so they were very, and then, you know, in all fairness to them, to the people I'm talking about, and they know I'm talking about them, is they have mortgages.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying curse words because I have a mortgage. I don't want to be kicked off the show and I want to sell tickets. And I get it. I get it. But, yeah, I'm much happier now.
All right, let me take a break. Okay. We'll get the girl for the Thursday hookup in.
She's beautiful,
she's a
by
single
the way.
Woman. And
she's beautiful.
You'll be able to call in, talk to her. She's going to pick one guy to take out on the date. We'll pay for the entire thing. And Bert is going to be at Hilarities tonight, 8 p.m., tomorrow, 7:30 and 10.
By the way, as fun as this radio is, I'm almost certain all shows are sold out.
Already. Now they're sold out.
I guarantee it. Try getting tickets, but this has been a lot of fun. And I know when I have fun on radio, that shows sell out really quickly.
It's probably, I think that Doogie told me at the beginning there were just a few tickets left for, I think, the Friday shows, right? So tonight, maybe there. I don't know. Here, I'll give you the number to call just in case. 216-736-4242 is the number. We'll be right back with the Thursday hookup. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Fueled mainly by money and the misery of others. She is Doogie. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
All to get into the Thursday hookup. Comedian Bert Kreischer here in studio with us as well. Be at Hilarities all this weekend, but probably all those shows sold out. He's shirtless, drinking. What are you drinking? A screwdriver?
Amazing vodka. I love this vodka. What's the name of it?
It's Sobieski. Bert.
Sobieski.
Oh, it's really good. I normally just drink Tito's, but man, this vodka's tasty.
Here we go.
It's one of the best. Straight out of Poland there, Bert.
Straight out of Poland.
Yep.
All right.
100%
Ever hang out
ride.
With the Polish mob, Bert?
No, I haven't. I heard they call it the bomb.
Do you want Four Loco, Bert?
I wanted to try Four Loco, but I don't.
It's not
wants
cold.
Warm
no,
Four
ice.
Loco.
We'll put on ice, dog.
I thought it was a. We'll put it on ice, dog.
And Bert, this is the original formula. They quit making this.
Oh, you're gonna give him one of the OGs.
It's up to Dieter. It's Dieter's. Dieter's got a case still that he's been hanging on to.
Hold on one second.
He may not be able to make his show tonight.
If you're telling me I can try the original Four Loco brand,
yeah, this is the. So what they did was. This Four Loco was an alcoholic drink that got really popular, maybe about 5-6 years ago. And it was just malt liquor with caffeine.
Nightmare fuel.
And it's a legit percentage. So they have since reformulated it, and I believe they took out the caffeine, right?
Correct, yeah.
This is a case of the original that we stockpiled.
Well, I was going to save it for when a special occasion.
Does this count?
I guess
as a special occasion?
ATL
for life.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what right now. I will have some Four Loko if we can all share one can together.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Oh, all one can?
Are we going
How about we all share a can?
Whoa, and
you do one can yourself.
I'm going to run out.
I feel like a stripper, and you're like, just take one of us to the bedroom.
You need some ice, though, Dish. I mean,
more ice. Go,
yeah, you'd have to get some ice.
Yeah. By the way, there's ice in there. I see clean hands to pull
it out. Go downstairs to get ice. I don't want Bert's. No, not that. Go downstairs to the restaurant.
Bert has turd hands.
You know, there has to be one person in corporate Four Loko that was like, why don't we call it Quattro Loko?
Nah, dude.
I always say that about 9/11. You know, there had to be someone in corporate 7-Eleven who was like, whew, we missed that by 2 months. That could have been pretty hairy for us, considering our employees. Hashtag inside job. Now I'm drunk.
So these, you normally drink vodkas that you drink?
Vodka. I lost 40 pounds just drinking vodka.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. You like working out a little
vodka
bit.
Red Bull? That's my drink.
Write
I love
a book
those.
About that.
You don't like that?
First time I had vodka Red Bull was in Germany. It was before Red Bull was out. Red Bull was out over there.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is gold.
Yeah.
And then I was like, or I could just do cocaine.
All right. Let's bring in the hookup girl there. Are you ready to start the Thursday
of course.
Hookup theater? All right. Here we go.
Hot girls.
Horny guys.
And Rovers hooking them up. It's the Thursday hookup powered by Miller Lite on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. She's going to sit. I think she's sitting over here. I think she's,
she can sit
wherever. She can sit wherever you guys want. On the microphone, on the couch.
Strong calves. I'll start off by saying that.
She has strong calves.
Great calves. Okay. You know you have great legs.
What kind of shoes does she have on? I can't see over here. What
like BDSM high heels.
Oh.
F me pumps.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. All right.
You're like
Hi.
Very pin-up girl.
Hi. Hi. Good morning. Barbara, right?
Yeah. All right. You can call me Babs.
Babs. How old are you, Babs?
25.
Okay. She has blue hair. Well, it's dark with blue in it. What color eyes do you have?
They're hazel. I wear blue contacts, though.
Okay. And how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Okay. What do you weigh?
120.
Okay.
Wow.
And what do you do for a living, Babs?
And so I house it, and I house it for a mansion. It's
you house
cool.
it? That's like a job?
Yeah.
My Lord. So, for a mansion?
Yes.
So is this just like some rich family or guy or something? That
Rich guy.
Rich guy. And how did he come upon you to say, well, wait a second, maybe let me rephrase that. How did he come upon you? How did he get to you to go, hey, house sit for me?
So I got the gig through my mom because she works for him. Uh-huh. So it was all through connections.
Okay. So how often do you need to house sit? I mean, if I had a mansion, I'd be in it every day.
Well,
forget it, right?
Well, he has multiple homes, so it just kind of depends.
So he's in the winter, he's probably in warm weather places.
Yeah, he's got, that Florida.
So do you throw wild parties at this guy's house?
No, I'm very good about it.
What do you do, clean it?
Yeah.
So it's constantly every day clean it and keep it
Let
up.
Let me ask you a question. Is he in town this weekend?
No, he's not.
Bert, I got your party pad for you, my friend.
Does he have dogs?
No.
Oh, never mind. I'll pass.
So, all right. So you're single. How long have you been single?
I've been single since December.
What happened back in December?
It was just like a mutual breakup.
Oh, sure.
No breakups are mutual.
Yeah,
have
come
you
on.
Ever had a mutual breakup, Bert?
Yeah. One time my girlfriend had sex with my best friend, and we mutually decided that was a bad idea for us to keep dating.
That'll do it.
What led to this breakup?
Like, we just kind of had different, like, things we wanted to do with our life. Like, you know, he was more in, like, the party phase.
He was into meth and you were into weed?
Exactly. No, it's not that. No, he was just, like, definitely, like, heavy on drinking and would definitely want to get, like, high a little too much for my liking. Mm-hmm.
She's on a radio show where we are now actually just pouring vodka and Four Loko.
Have you ever had Four Loko?
No, I've never had it.
Oh, well, we're going to sample some today.
All right, wonderful. Yeah.
By the way, I have to say this, and just for the listeners, you're the most adorable mouth. Like, meaning like, no, but I'm saying this is a boyfriend place. You know the girl that you take on a date and everything she says is cute? Like, she's like,
sure.
Yeah, and like certain girls, like you don't have like the smelly feet, pack a bowl type personality.
Right.
But you got like the cute mouth. You're like, we should go to a park. And the way you say it, you're like, I want to go to a park.
I want to go to a park. Yeah.
Yeah. And beautiful eyes, by the way.
Thank you.
No, I was talking about me.
Oh, they are beautiful.
You're married, right?
Yeah, married.
How long have you been married?
13, 14 years.
How'd you meet her?
Bowling.
Bowling. In a bowling alley?
No.
Or bowling, yeah, bowling like alley. Bowling weed.
No. We were in a bowling alley. I'd seen her a couple times. She blew me off every time. And then we went bowling. I was 186 pounds. She was attracted to me. And now I've catfished her.
What? So you were 186 pounds at the time.
I looked good.
What happened? Are you just drinking? Is that what
no,
packs
having
on pounds?
Kids and not caring.
Yeah. Well, once you get married, you know, they always say women let themselves go. Guys let themselves go, too.
I'm much more than she let herself go. Like, I am, like,
The other thing is that when you're married, I mean, I'm engaged, but they cook for you. Like, as a guy, when you're single,
Not my wife.
I would only eat when I got, like, super hungry. And then when I'm hungry, I go, yeah, but I still have to get in the car and drive to Taco Bell. Like, I don't have any food at the house or anything like that. So you eat way less. When someone cooks for you, you just, okay, I'm not even that
it's
hungry.
Ready.
But dinner's ready. Let's eat.
What the analogy that I will apply to that, which I agree with, is that, Four Loko for the first time, is that I like to cook. But cooking for two is different than cooking for one. Mm. If you cook for one, you make what you'll eat. If you cook for two, you make what three people eat, and then you end up eating more. So, yeah, I think that gained the weight, plus the road. And the Travel Channel really was the reason I put on all the pounds.
Yeah.
Because I was having panic attacks every day.
Yeah, and panic attacks?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I had a day where I jumped off the world's tallest stadium in Africa.
I would have a panic attack over that too.
Swam with great white sharks and rappelled off.
And you're just a big enough celebrity that it would be like one of those things like Bert Kreischer, you know, like it would be you could almost see the story that would be written about it when you die doing that.
Dude,
right?
I watched that happen. I fell off a waterfall in North Carolina and I had to crawl out of a ravine 210 feet. I thought I broke my back. I thought I ruptured a kidney. I thought something was really wrong. I was definitely hurt. Crawled up a ravine, get to the trail where they're going to have medics come and pull me out. This girl walks by. She's got her cell phone in her hand. She's like, sees a crew around me, sees me crying because I'm in pain, and goes, who is he? And someone says, oh, he's on Travel Channel. She recognizes Travel Channel and starts taking pictures of me. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is how it happens. And then she's like, oh, my God, I'm a big fan. Can I get a picture? And I'm like, I know that you don't know who I am. How dare you? And then, of course, I'm like, here we go. Hey, hashtag the machine.
You don't want to be moving.
I don't want to lose a fan. I mean, come on.
Right.
So never had Four Loko, right, young lady? What's your name?
Babs, you can call
me. Oh, Babs, that's right.
Yeah. And then this is my first time. It tastes all right.
Oh, you already tasted it.
This is driving Dieter crazy, by the way. Dieter has been stockpiling for some reason this Four Loko
for years, right?
This is probably the last original case of Four Loko.
Oh, I know it is.
With the caffeine in there. They've removed. You will not get this. And it came to prominence when it started getting big and people, you know, the stories in the news, like people are going crazy on this stuff. We gave this to Dieter on the air, and he drank. How many did you drink? Two or three?
3.5 and I lost my mind.
Completely.
For real?
Yeah, it's 12% alcohol and it is, what is it, 24 ounce cans? So you're drinking, if you drink 3.5 cans, equate that to beer. I'm not great at math. Let me think. So it's double a beer, and a beer is usually only 5% alcohol, roughly. So it's
basically you're getting all the booze in a tall boy.
Each can, you're drinking about 4 12-ounce beers, between 4 and 5 12-ounce beers. So you're drinking, you know, 12, 15 beers, Dieter, if you drink 3 cans of that.
You saw me. I mouthed off to the boss. Almost got fired. I was swinging a bat.
Mouthed off to the boss?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's
here,
bad.
Here. Cheers. Cheers. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Cheers. I hope cheers. This. I hope it's not like rotted cheers. Out or anything. I don't
oh, yeah,
know what
it's
the
five
shelf
years,
life.
Five or 6 years old.
It's aged, I think.
Yeah,
finer
vintage.
With age.
I'm gonna. By the way, as a Travel Channel ex-host, I will do a sampling and tell you as a host what I taste.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's done this before.
Okay. Ooh, a lot more citrusy than say a Monster Energy drink.
Uh-huh.
No beer taste.
Okay, oh, no that's beer. Why you can just chug it and you don't realize it. Are you coughing,
dude? Is that how it tasted yeah. 5 years ago?
Exactly the same. There's nothing different about
turned?
This.
I think it turned.
No, dude. No, 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 no.
Alcohol.
No,
no.
Dangerous.
Just,
it's dangerous. It tastes a lot like a Chardonnay.
Yeah, you can drink this all day.
If you put a if you put a now and later and a Chardonnay. I think it would taste like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a professional host.
Perfect drink, basically.
This might be one of the best drinks I've ever had in my life.
That's why people were getting wasted off of it.
I'm going to go for a second drink. Insanely enjoyable.
Wow.
Insanely enjoyable. I don't taste the Red Bull zest, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I don't taste the alcohol at all.
I know.
It's got none of the old English... Like heaviness.
Like
I don't
the Thunderbird of like it doesn't have that. It's just like an old now and later. It's really good.
It's if you put it's I'm sure this is what scissorp tastes like.
Sipping on some scissorp.
Yeah, scissorp.
That lean.
That drank.
That purple drank.
Hey,
purple drank.
Two cups. They always drink it out of two cups. That scissorp.
Okay. This is difficult to put down. Because it's so
you
much.
You don't have to put it down. You have a whole case right there.
I yeah. know the fears of this. This is like, oh, crack's good. Oh, let me go see where
am I. And again, this is the original formula with, like, it's loaded with caffeine so that you get drunk, go. But you're just like you're ready to keep partying.
Yeah. 5 minutes he's got.
5 minutes.
All right. I'm leaving right now.
Wait, 5 minutes.
Well, you got to finish that, Bert.
We have it. Five.
Okay, yeah. I'm not going anywhere. I got to finish my Four Loko. Yeah. By the way, the only thing I'm concerned about is my blood pressure because I'm out of blood pressure medicine. So we have to go to CBS, by the way, on our way home.
The
or Walgreens.
It's another story. Bert Kreischer dies after drinking Four Loko. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
This is tasty.
Babs, so you've been single since December.
Yes.
What have you been doing since then? Have you been hitting up dates? You've been on Tinder?
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
I've been on Tinder.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part. And, yeah, it's been a hit and miss. It's like a mixed bag.
So, how many dates have you gone out on?
Like, about, like, five.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, good 5 dates.
How many of those guys, 5 guys, did you put out to?
Oh, my gosh. It was, like, only one.
Just
so.
One?
Yeah.
Like, what do you consider putting out, though?
Like, well.
All the way?
Anything where, like, his zipper is, like, going undone. Yeah, that's putting out. Like,
oh, really? How quick until you undo a zipper?
Man, there's a lot of guys.
Ballpark it. Because for me,
quick?
With a girl, it's as soon as she lets me.
If I'm into him, it might be that evening.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the shortest amount of time from the time you met a guy for the first time to the time you slept with him?
Like an hour?
Yeah.
I don't, like, see? I would say that would be like 8 hours.
Okay, because wow. I only have 5 minutes before I have to go to TV.
Yeah.
I'm married. I'm kidding. Unless you're not kidding, and then I'm not kidding either.
All right, let's go.
Are you ever tempted on the road, Bert?
100%.
To bang chicks? Because chicks, they would like hanging out with you. You're a fun guy, party.
Yeah, but the problem is, like, I think you're beautiful, and I think that we'd have a great time in this mansion.
Yeah.
But you probably don't know how to refinance a home. And that's what I'm looking for.
That's what you're into.
Yeah, I need my wife.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how to get me blood pressure medicine at CVS?
I could probably do that. But that's risky.
What's my cardiologist's name? There we go.
Oh, no.
Can you get me new credit cards because I lost my wallet? I need that in the life.
You need all.
I need a
ride or die. That's what your wife does
chick.
For you, yeah. Basically.
Ride or die.
Yeah.
So what kind of guy are you looking for, Babs? Ooh, and
black,
by the way,
say black, don't say black. Don't say black.
Oh my God.
If you are, if you think you would be a good match for her.
As long as you're not
and,
black.
And you're not black. I'm kidding, of course.
Bert's not.
Don't say black.
Oh, my God.
Was that just in case her dad's listening? Is that why?
I don't think she knows her dad. Do you know your dad?
I do. Yeah. My dad's still in the picture.
He's still in the picture? I think I might be right. The way she talked about her mom, it means that her and her mom has a relationship, and her dad disappeared early.
Oh. Is that true, right? Babs?
Wait, that my mom, like, no. Like, they, like I have a good relationship with both of them.
But when they're not together, right?
No.
Oh, nail it! When did your dad leave?
And that was about 5 years ago.
Oh, nail it! I love you, Babs. I love your mouth.
Thank you. I'm glad you like my mouth.
This Four Loko is killing me, man. This radio, this TV interview is going to be horrible.
Oh, the TV you're about ready to go do?
That'll be classic.
What channel?
Can we live stream it?
We could, yeah. But he has to give like a secret shout out to us.
Just give me the Four Loko, and we could just walk over the Four Loko.
We could just a case of the Four. We could. We'll just live stream your TV appearance. But he has to do something. What could he do that only we will know? Something weird. That
what if
we
I
should
just
pick up on.
Nod and say no with my head? I don't talk.
Can you do a hobby like a 70 downloads?
How long do you think? How long do you think they would go if you didn't speak? Because you said if you didn't talk.
No, I have confrontation issues, and that would drive me nuts. I couldn't do that.
You couldn't do that.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
Because you don't.
It makes me really uncomfortable.
Can you just sing New Radicals?
Yeah, I can make a definite reference to what we did this morning. If I find
what it. Would a, I'm now I'm curious. Not that Bert has to do, but what would a news show do? Or these TV guys? They're not really great at improvising. That's why I love watching the news during a breaking news story, like the local news, because they're not used to filling time. If you went in and you just didn't speak during your interview, how long would they keep you on?
Not very. I can't imagine they'd be like, all right. If I just like, excuse me, and didn't say anything. Yes. Whew. I can't imagine.
They would laugh, don't you think?
No.
Or they kick you off?
No.
They'd laugh at first. Yeah, they'd think it's part of his shtick.
Right.
They'd get nervous.
But then if he just kept it up and he never started talking. Over or under 60 seconds?
Oh, over.
Over.
They'd stay on. They'd laugh and laugh and laugh and keep trying to get him to talk. And then after...
It wouldn't reach 2 minutes, though. There's no way. No way you could go through 2 minutes doing that.
I think Bert could. If he's making him laugh...
this is making me uncomfortable right
now.
Don't do that. Because I know for a fact I want to see how long I can stay in the pen. And just go like...
They would keep him.
You said you wanted a viral video.
I bet I can last. Well, by the way, they're going to hear this and go, hey, man, we know you're drunk. We're not letting you on the show. You're not going to speak, and you're drunk.
No shirt. You walk on with no shirt, right?
I've had people complain.
Oh.
Really?
Viewers?
Yeah. I went to a radio show, and they wouldn't allow me on because I said, hey, put the mic on my necklace because I'll probably take my shirt off. She was like, you're not doing that.
To be honest, you don't have the greatest nipples.
Are you kidding me?
Can I see your nipples?
I have great nipples.
They're dark.
Like for a chick, obviously, but not for a dude. They're a little weird.
What radio show didn't let you on?
It was a TV show, and I was definitely drunk. But the show's already sold out.
So they wanted to put like the lavalier mic on
The beauty of doing radio and media now is that it's not like I know that this is where. Anyone that is going to find me and enjoy my show will find me. No one's finding me on TV. And I don't mean that disrespectfully, but like, wow, do I have to leave? Okay, I leave. All right. I just spilled my drink on my shoes.
Oh, you're wasting the good stuff,
the world's
man.
Greatest now partier, according to Rolling Stone, just committed a party foul.
And now all I have is Four Loko. This is bad. This is an ominous... look at me at that shot.
Worst case scenario.
This is what it looks like when I go to the bathroom. All right, I love you guys with all my heart. Hey, thank you for having me.
Bert, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. Bert Kreischer, he'll be at Hilarities tonight, tomorrow, Saturday night. And what TV channel is he going to be on, Douche?
I'll find out.
Where are your shoes at?
They're in my hand. I spilled orange juice and vodka in them.
Okay.
He's just walking around barefoot.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry for this. I meant it to work out better.
Wow. All right. He's a crazy guy, huh?
Can you imagine going out with that guy for the night?
No, I wouldn't survive.
No, you. I don't think you would.
I literally would not survive.
You would do coke. You'd end up in prison.
I'd do coke.
I'd do coke for the first time ever, right?
I know you would.
Well, you think B2, if she went out, would she do coke?
No.
She's like pretty straight laced. You think he'd have her doing
sex with him and do coke off his wiener?
She can party. She can. You guys don't see her party, but she can party.
Yeah, I've seen her tie one on.
She can go hard. But she doesn't have, she goes hard for 3 hours, like hard, and then that's it.
That's what most people do.
I know. I'm like one of those guys, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning, like getting another drink out.
That's when you start.
And then I pass out and I feel horrible and I go, I'm down, I'm out of commission for like 5-6 days straight. I'm not kidding you. It's unbearable.
I don't think I could last a half hour with Bert. Like, just the amount that he's drinking and the drugs he would do, it'd be so much fun. I would just be dead after a half hour. Like, he's just Four Loko-ing like a maniac right before you go on TV.
So this is how it tasted 5 years ago, Dieter?
Exactly.
The taste hasn't
changed.
I've never had it because I was too afraid to drink it.
This is the first one ever. You never went out and bought it.
No, because I saw you what you did, and I went, and you're able to keep yourself together pretty much. I said, no, this is...
Yeah.
I have a checkered criminal past. I used to drink Four Lokos all the time.
So what you're saying is that led you to all of
this. I dress as a Four Loko for Halloween one year. Should we move Babs to the couch?
Well, maybe we'll take a break. We'll let it dry out. Then we'll move her over there.
Yeah, air it out.
Babs, tell me what kind of a guy would be perfect for you.
Somebody funny is ideal. They
like Bert?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you.
I want the guy to like take his shirt off.
Okay, all right.
Spill beer all over the floor, be just as clumsy as me. Yeah, definitely funny. Attractive would be nice.
Do you like guys your age, older, younger? What are you into?
Definitely like my age or older.
Okay, 25 or older. She's 25, 5'7", 120.
But not like anybody who could be my dad, because that's gross.
Okay. So that cuts out 50 and up.
Yeah, no.
She's a house sitter for a mansion. She has dark hair with some blue in it as well. What size creamers do you think she has, Dieter?
She has a tight body, but I give her maybe a B, a 32.
That's nice, actually.
Thank you.
That's like
you're not a 32. Let me see.
I am 32, but
definitely.
I'm not a B.
A cup. You're an A.
I'm A.
Are you really? Do you have some sort of push up thing on right now?
This is just normal.
No, that looks good though.
Yeah,
that looks bigger than A.
Something to hold on to.
They're like a big A.
All right,
but
big A.
They're not a B.
Okay, so perky and not like
perky,
not like flat A cup, like
you
know, just like a little
not double A or anything crazy.
She's looking for a guy. We'll send them out on a date, and we'll pay for the whole thing. We'll give you dinner over at Shooters, and by the way, Jeffrey's going to be at Shooters tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. Head on down there, Dieter, and a limo for the evening for safe and reliable limos. 866 Yo Rover. We haven't gotten pictures of her up yet, but we will during this break. You can watch on RMG TV also to see what she looks like. She's a good looking girl. And give us a call if you think you would be a good match for her. What do you like to do for fun, Babs?
So usually I'm outside or I'm drinking. Sometimes I like doing bar tricks and whatnot.
Bar tricks?
Yes.
Dude, what is a bar trick?
So one of the things I can do is put a nail up my nose.
Okay, I'm going to come back and you can do that.
Yeah,
do you have a nail?
Yeah, I do have a nail.
So you carry your nail around with you so that you can go.
It's in her bra.
Look at this. It's in her bra.
No wonder her bra sticks out so far.
Yeah, it was all the nail. It gave me that extra padding.
Do you use a hammer?
And then I can.
Oh, my God.
Do you use
this.
Anything else?
Like, I can improvise with objects around me.
Can you use a lighter?
Oh, yeah, I can use a lighter. Oh.
This is crazy. I want to see this.
I could use anything from there or No.
If you want to go out on a date with Babs, Barbara is really, but you go by Babs, huh?
And then, people call me B, Babs, Barbara. Like, I just don't go by Barb.
Okay.
Not that.
You hate that.
No, because that makes me sound so old.
Okay. 866 Yo Rover to hook up with her. 866-967-6837. We'll be right back. She'll stick a nail up her nose. We'll take your phone calls right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Charlie, a man with no money, no reservations, and no filter.
Sorry, Mom, for calling you a bitch and breaking all of your coffee tables.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Babs is here, Barbara, a.k.a. Babs. She's 25 years old, 5'7", 120, dark hair with some blue in there. She has hazel eyes. She has blue contacts in. She's a house sitter. I like this dress that she has on.
Thank you.
You like that? That's pretty. I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
She's single, been single since December. She wants to go out on a date with you. We'll give you dinner at Shooters. Celebrating their 30-year anniversary all summer long, shootersflats.com. Jeffrey's going to be out at Shooters tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. I have no idea what he's doing over there.
Hanging out.
Just, right.
Karaoke, maybe?
And we'll also give you a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. Their website, safeandreliablelimos.com. That's if she picks you to take out on the date. She's going to talk to three guys and pick one to take out on the date. Before we do that, she said that she sticks a nail up her nose. So you'll go out and you'll do bar tricks, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Including sticking a nail up your nose.
Yeah, this is mainly the trick I do. I don't do many others.
Okay.
Like, this is like...
So that's a long nail that is probably...
3-4 inches.
Okay. And how does this come up? Like, if you're at a bar, you just go, hey, watch me stick a nail up my nose, or what do you do?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah. Like, that's exactly how I do it.
And how did you learn to stick a nail up your nose?
YouTube. Like,
oh, that's how I learned how to do all of my dangerous stunts.
Yeah. It's really reliable. I totally recommend it.
Okay. All right. Let's see this.
All right. I'm going to take this bottle here.
Okay.
And that's going to be my little, like, hammer.
Oh, my God.
Watch her. I hate Doogie watches us instead of watching her.
Oh my God, look at this. Oh, how do you do that?
Ta-da!
Look at that. She just hammered a nail right into.
And she didn't even lubricate it. Did you lick it or anything?
No, sometimes I do if I'm feeling like, you know, lubing it up.
Uh-huh. Do you ever pull that thing out and there's a big booger on it?
Like, and oh yeah. Like, I think there's boogers all over it right now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gross.
How does that work? What is that just going into your... I mean, I don't understand. Like, it's not going back up here, it's going this way.
It goes straight. So, like
into your face. Like, if you're just listening to that on the radio, you think you stick a nail up your nose and it's going up your nose, but it's actually like the nail sticking straight out of your face and then hammer it in and it goes. So
yeah.
Is this like some sort of nasal cavity you have back there and it goes in there or what?
It's the trick's called the human blockhead. Mm-hmm. Like, I call it, well, it's called that because you have to be kind of a blockhead to do it, just because you're sticking it in a place where it shouldn't go.
Right.
Yeah, you shouldn't stick anything up your nose. Don't try it at home.
All right. Good words of wisdom there. All right. Let me go to the phones here and see if we can get a guy for Babs. Let's go to Ryan. You're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Rover. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Tell us how old you are.
26.
All right. And what do you look like?
I have blonde hair, blue eyes. 5'11", about 175. I guess you could say I have an athletic build.
Oh, of course you do. All of our fans have athletic builds. And what do you do for a living?
I work for a company that we sell machine tools for the metal fabrication industry.
Okay. All right. Barbara, Babs, what do you want to know about Ryan?
Well, first things first, how many D picks have you sent out?
Never been much of a D pick sender, but one time not too long ago, this girl was sending me some crazy videos via Snapchat, so I had to, you know, return the favor as she was asking. So
now, does that make you nervous that that's going to get out in the public domain, or do you not care?
Well, I would only do it over Snapchat because then you could tell if they screenshot it.
Right, right. Like,
Yeah, but there's other tricks. I mean, you just take another phone and take a picture of that phone.
Yeah, that does work.
Right?
When you send one, you only put it for like a couple seconds, so nobody can do that.
Babs, what about you? Have you sent out a lot of nudes to people?
Yeah, I've sent them. Yeah. Yeah.
You have no problem with it? I mean, really, I think girls 25 and under have no problem. So yeah. It's a normal activity.
No, and plus, like, you know, I kind of keep my face out of it. Like, you know, I wouldn't really care, though, if, like, it did, like, leak on the internet. Because the internet is so riddled with that stuff. It's like, it's just, you know.
It's not a scandal like it would have been 20 or 30 years
ago. Yeah, no, there's so much now. So it's like, oh.
So how, if you're talking to a guy, what does he have to do in order to start getting these pictures from you? I mean, how, do you you ever send these before you have slept with a guy?
Yeah, I actually have.
You have?
Yeah, I kind of tease them.
And how dirty are these pictures?
Usually not. They're pretty, like, soft. Like, it's like, you know, usually it's more of a tease than anything. Like, I don't give it all away. Like, it's, like, very much.
The guys want all of it, though. I mean.
Yeah, I know they do.
I hate it when girls send, and you're like, no. Like, actually spread your ass. Like, let's see this. You know?
Right.
I don't want to see a shot, like, blurry from 50 feet away.
The side of your ass.
No, yeah. I want a close-up, right. Like I'm a gynecologist or something.
Oh, my God.
But you don't do that.
No, that's a little too, like, I don't know. I couldn't take, like, a picture of, like, my lady bits.
Have you ever made a homemade porno?
No.
Never?
I've never done that.
Would you?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. What else do you want to know about Ryan?
And I want to know, what is the coolest thing you own in your man cave?
I have a foosball table, I guess. I mean, my family has a boat. It's not in my man cave, but that's pretty cool.
Clearly not in your man cave.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Now, do you guys use that boat? You get out on it often?
Oh yeah. Whenever it's nice out on the weekends, we'll take it down into the flats, or we like to wakeboard and stuff if it's flat enough out.
Is it like a fishing boat, or is it like just like
no,
like a yacht sort of
go
like
tubing?
Deal? No, it's a 25-foot boat. It's a boat made for wakeboarding and wake surfing. I don't know if you know about wake surfing, but it's when you actually surf the wave behind the boat.
Gotcha. All right. What about, you obviously don't have a man cave, Babs, but
I don't.
What's the coolest girl thing that you own?
The coolest girl thing? Oh, gosh. I don't have a man cave. I would say the coolest thing is like at the like mansion place I watch, like there's a pool. And that's like the coolest thing for me because it's like way better than a public pool.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just like, it's private. You can be naked in it if you want. It's amazing.
How big is this mansion that you house sit for?
I mean, like, I don't use all the, like, it's
Do you know, like, how many square feet it is by any chance?
No.
How many bedrooms does it have?
Several. It's like several.
Yeah. How many bathrooms?
The bathrooms, I think it's like 7.5 bathrooms. Like, it's crazy. Wow.
That is massive.
There's a bathroom in one of the garages.
I've never seen that.
In one of the garages. Yeah. So there's multiple garages.
There's like one on each side, and right. the one's like a 8-car garage, and then the one's like a 2-car garage.
Oh, yeah, you need that 8-car garage.
Yeah, it's pretty fabulous.
All right. One last question here for Ryan.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I like zoned out there. If I lost use of my arms, would you shave my bush for me often, or is that too much? And would you be fine letting it grow like tumbleweeds?
Well, I would shave it for you. I wouldn't be happy doing it, but I don't like anything down there, so I'd have to help you out.
Bush is getting back in style, though, now. I mean, every porno that
is
you
it?
See on the internet. Oh, yeah.
Not every, but a lot
a
are.
Lot. Oh, it's heading in that direction, though. You're right. Not everyone, but... It was since about the mid 90s, it's been completely shaven.
Or some little.
Or a little landings, like right. just a little tiny
Hitler
patch.
Hitler mustache.
And now the pendulum is swinging the other way. We're getting full on bush. It's full bush now. And 5 years from now, all porn going to be all full
no,
bush.
No, you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. I, no.
Watch. I'm a. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to this kind of stuff. So you shave completely or what do you
Absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You don't wax, you shave.
And then I've waxed before. It's just kind of a pain. Like literally and like figuratively. It's just like, I don't know, just shaving so quick.
Do you wax it yourself or do you go someplace?
I myself.
Yeah. Because some girls, they go someplace and they have like a Brazilian.
I think it's too, and I don't know, it's too intimate for me.
Yeah. I don't know how girls would do that. Like you actually go and you go to someplace and some person you don't know is literally putting wax not only just there but up your butt crack everywhere.
You're on all fours.
Yeah,
I don't trust somebody putting wax on me. Okay.
Would you let B2 see your butt crack, like open up and like show her your butt?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. I want to see that.
Would you let her wax you?
Yeah. I would let her wax me. You wouldn't let your girlfriend wax you?
No, that's a no-no area. I don't want anyone.
I mean, you'd have to shower and make sure that you don't have any dingleberries back there or like that.
I don't know what's going on.
Your shaving patterns are different than most men, I feel like.
Possibly. I mean, I do shave. I haven't for a while, but you got to shave that ass crack, dude. You have to shave right up to the sphincter.
My body groomer and like, I'll give it a quick buzz.
Dude, that's amateur hour. I'm telling you, I had about a week or two ago, I have clippers. I have a whole bathroom that's just dedicated to where I do grooming. You know, I'm shaving all sorts of stuff off.
For the hairless man.
Yeah. And I had clippers, and for whatever reason, I was in a hurry. Not a hurry, but I'm using these clippers on my pubes. Mm. Nicked myself. clippers are the worst thing you could ever have, man.
On the top, you definitely can do that. That's what most people do.
Well, this was
across the top, but the sack is a it's like silly putty. And caught.
You cannot use clippers on that.
No, women have been calling in and saying the eyebrow trimmers that females use, like that's the move on the ball sack.
I don't even know if that's true because
they don't have ball
sacks. They don't have ball sacks. I mean, your eyebrows are
something pen.
This right here is not as
wrinkly.
Exactly, it's not like as raisiny as a ball sack. So I don't even think that I wouldn't trust that. You need a razor. You have to use a razor.
I don't trust myself.
I've never worried about hairy balls. Like I don't know. Like I figure like. I don't know.
You like hairy balls? You don't mind about hairy?
Like, yeah, I don't. It's like some. It's an area I don't like. Pay that much attention to.
That's my kind of girl.
But you should.
Like,
you shouldn't toss them aside.
No, I'm not entirely. But like, you know, just like a little bit. But you know, like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, it's not like shaving. That's so not hot. Like,
yeah, balls are supposed to have a little. Like, I only have like probably a grand total of 100 hairs on my balls. I mean, they're far apart. They're not these furry little.
You have more hair on your balls than you do on your face.
And my mustache, yeah. But like, they grow long. That's okay. I think the top part is what the girls are worried about.
No, you gotta shave the ball sack.
You think you gotta? Yes, definitely. I don't want it sticking to me though.
Yeah.
You don't want what?
I don't want it like sticking to me though.
No, it won't stick if he's doing it right. I mean,
I can't believe you take razors
to your balls. Yeah, you're slapping it.
That is crazy to me too.
That's the most dangerous area you're taking.
You're the bravest man I've ever met.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. We'll get together later. You know, this week, and I'll show you.
Can we?
Yeah, I'll show you guys how to shave
balls. Can you give us a clinic?
Do you stretch them out?
I don't know. I don't know what the technique is. I just have perfected the technique for
to see this.
Came natural.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. Let's go to guy number two here. Oh god, I'm behind. I've got to take a break. This was the slowest show today, not the slowest, but it's so many breaks. Break. Normally we do the hookup in one segment. But I got so far behind.
She's supposed to be out of here at 9.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I hope you don't have anything important to do.
I don't. Good. So you have me like however long you
Perfect.
Need me.
All right. Now, here's one problem. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you're not going to hear the rest of the hookup. So stations that carry the full show, you'll hear it. But if you are on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio Apple TV app. Or the Rover Radio app on your phone, any of those, you can continue listening or watching live, and it's free. So do that. We will be right back with Babs, and for the stations that only carry us until 10, we'll talk to you tomorrow. But for everyone else, we'll be right back with the Thursday hookup. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
They're all normal people.
3 points if you swallow the dong.
Something. I don't know.
Get my sphincter nice and shiny.
You didn't participate in the dong challenge either.
Yep. All perfectly normal. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. Babs is here. She's 25 years old. 5'7", 120. She's a house sitter. Dark hair. Nice dress. I like that dress.
Cute, right?
Yeah, yes. You can see pictures of her at roverradio.com or watch on RMG TV also at roverradio.com or with any of the apps that we have. And to hook up with her, 866-YO-ROVER. If she picks you for the date, we'll give you dinner at Shooters. They have all sorts of specials, happy hour specials, appetizers.
And the view, you're right in the water.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey's going to be at Shooters tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. And we'll give them a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. Let's go to guy number two. Sorry, we've been, these poor guys had to wait on hold for so long, but
it's worth it. It's worth
He's
it.
Excited.
Mike is guy number two. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. Not too bad. And yourself?
I'm doing all right. Tell us how old you are.
I'm 30.
All right. And what do you look like?
I'm 6'2", about 240 pounds, got black hair, got beard, brown eyes, got tattoos. No, I'm not going to be one of those guys that say that I'm an athletic build. No, I'm a little chubby, but it's not bad.
Okay.
Built in the right places, though.
And what do you do for a living, Mike?
I'm a welder and fabricator.
Okay. Babs, what do you want to know about Mike?
I want to know, would you rather I had a flat chest or a flat ass?
Honestly, flat chest. I'm an ass guy all the way with the chest, what, like over a handful, kind of a waist.
I'm an ass man, too. I mean, I don't care about boobs at all.
That's no. Perfect for me.
Yeah. Doesn't
you look at it this way with, you know, not as big of a chest. They're not going to get saggy as they get older.
True.
So
now, do you have a nice ass, Babs?
I've been told.
You do, yeah.
And that dress, you can see.
Can you? Because some dresses you can't tell, but she does have a belt around the...
It's just like, you know.
Oh, it sticks out like that.
Oh, yeah. Looks like she has a great ass.
All right.
Yes. All right. What else do you want to know about Mike?
Well, Jeffrey's going to renew his wedding vows in Vegas. Describe what you'd want your wedding to be like.
Boom, it's definitely going to be a wedding in Vegas. We'd have to go out like straight 50s mafia style.
All right.
It's got to be some kind of fun theme.
Pinstripe suits and Tommy guns.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Why not? Have fun with it.
Babs, do you think you would you ever get married, Babs?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm reluctant on the idea.
Why is that?
I feel like it's... They can be bad. It's just the whole idea of marriage. I don't know. Maybe just because I'm young and mm-hmm. just I haven't met anybody who's like marriage material.
Right, right.
It's just like, eh.
I was always against marriage too until I met my fiance.
See?
Go,
all right, yeah. I just, maybe one of these
when
callers.
When did you get married, Rover?
Well, I haven't gotten married yet.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I've been engaged for 2 years now, but who's in a rush, right?
Mm-hmm.
True.
All right, one last question here for guy number two, Mike.
All right, who is your childhood crush, and would you bang her old wrinkled bones if you ran into her at a hotel bar today?
I would have to say the childhood crush was definitely Lindsay Lohan.
Nice.
Even though nowadays it might be a little scary, but
so you would still,
that's what Tom's for.
You would still tap Lindsay Lohan if you had the opportunity. Mm.
Oh, definitely.
Dieter, who was your childhood crush?
It was Cindy Crawford.
Oh.
I remember.
Much older woman.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, I'm just saying, I had posters in my room. I mean, two graphic posters, at least graphic at the time.
You didn't, what about like someone you're closer to your own age? Like, I remember Alyssa Milano was like the hottest chick
Who's
when I was
boss?
A kid.
Yeah. Nicole Eggert on Charles in Charge. Yeah. Pamela Anderson on Baywatch. I could go on for days, man, who I met.
But Cindy Crawford was
with
the,
one.
The posters. Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
From Saved by the Bell?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh, of course.
That was your childhood crush.
You didn't
got
like
me through
her?
Puberty. Literally sprouted pubes.
Oh, my
watching
gosh.
Kelly Kapowski.
Clarissa Explains It All. Do you remember her?
Dude, that was, she was 11.
I was 10, so it was great.
Is that Melissa Flockhart?
Melissa Jenny Joan McCarthy. Hart?
Hey, Melissa yeah. Joan Hart, yeah.
That's Felissa, so funny.
What was it? Clarissa Explains It All?
Yeah, man.
Let me see if I can
Don't
find.
Don't look it up because she's going to be super young. I was younger.
Here it is.
Oh, you perv.
There it is. Clarissa oh. Explains It All.
Oh, Sabrina dude. Teenage Witch.
She was 11.
What? I was 10.
Yeah, you should have said perv. Sabrina.
Yeah, like the Teenage Witch girl.
I'm sorry, guys.
who did you like?
Yeah,
Rover.
I told you, Alyssa Milano. Okay, she was yeah. like the...
But she was pretty young on that show, too, at the start.
I was, too.
Jenny McCarthy was always pretty hot, too.
Singled Out?
Yeah, Singled Out.
Yeah, she always seemed like she'd be so much fun.
She's farting everywhere. Like, it wasn't gross.
Yeah, her Playboy and the bubbles. Do you remember that?
Yes. Okay. Babs, what about you? Do you... did you have a childhood crush? Who did you... Like
when I was a kid, I would watch Terminator a lot, and I loved the kid. Like,
no, as, no, like, no, Edward Furlong.
Yes, I was in love with him.
The worst no, actor.
He's the worst. He, like, he almost single-handedly ruined that movie. That's the greatest action movie of all time.
I know.
Except for that kid.
I was a kid I though, know. So I was just like, wow. Like he rides a motorcycle. He's yeah. so hot.
I thought that was sweet. Yeah. He's a complete loser now.
Yeah, no, he like does. Didn't he like get all like up on drugs and whatnot?
I think
now?
So. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So yeah.
Have you guys seen a recent
Such
picture
a
of him?
Of Edward Furlong? No. Have it's... you, Babs?
Wait, have
seen
I seen
a recent picture of him?
No.
Let me give you some.
Send it to.
Can you... I'm gonna be so disappointed because he was such a
send
cute.
It to, send it to
like,
Snitz, will you,
thing
Charlie?
Back in the day.
Is it the one with him walking down the street?
Oh yeah,
Charlie?
Coca-Cola
okay.
shirt on.
This came out recently, within like the past 2-3 months.
My thing logged out. I can't log back in.
What thing?
The instant message thing. I'm locked out. Do you guys have it?
Why can't you log back in? You don't have the password.
Let me. No, it won't let me. It's like blocked.
I got it. I mean, if you just type Edward Furlong 2016.
Send it to
Snitch. Walking down the street with
oh,
the
no.
chick next to him.
I'm like terrified to see it.
This is funny.
All right, let's see this.
You won't even. Oh,
oh no.
Oh my God.
Poor thing. What happened?
Look at that guy. He looks like a homeless guy.
He does. No, I like, yeah, I don't know what happened.
Edward Furlong.
I'm shocked.
You got him, Snitzer.
Oh my gosh. My mind is blown. My day's ruined.
Hey, that's who you would. Would you diddle yourself to Edward Furlong?
Not now.
When you were a kid,
I didn't diddle myself like when I was a kid. I just daydreamed.
Yeah.
But the question is, if you saw that walking down the street.
And he was your crush, would you do Edward Furlong
like
today? Right.
Today. No way.
That one.
No way.
If he were on the phone right now and he were calling up,
I'd go on a date with him, but there would be no way he was undoing that zipper. Like,
I'll bet she would. I don't think so.
You think?
Yes, if you go on a date, he'd take you out. Maybe he could throw a couple of jokes your way, get you to laugh.
Dude, I don't know.
With that Terminator money?
Yeah.
I did like him in Detroit Rock City, too. That was a good one.
You ever see American History X?
Yes.
He's good in that.
I'm so sad that he got big, and that's like not... Mm.
Yeah, not his career. We're talking about him.
His body.
Yeah,
is like no. Oh,
so you never diddled to Edward Furlong?
No, I didn't.
Did you? But I mean, you do now, though, right?
You can diddle every once in a while. You know, Buff the Muffin.
How old were you when you first started doing that?
I was. Oh gosh, it's younger than like most people. Like I was probably like 12.
And. 12 years old, really? That is younger than
most
people.
No, I just like, I got curious at a pretty young age.
They always make fun of me because I don't remember. I was either in third grade or fifth grade, and both of those are pretty young. That's the first time that I cranked it out. Third grade or fifth grade? How old are you in those?
8 when you're in third grade. Fifth, or what was the other one? Fifth grade? Should be 10.
Yeah, so you're younger than me. Like with.
I was horny. I was just a horny kid my whole life. Horny. All right.
Real quick, you said Terminator money for him. His net worth is $100,000
right now.
That's it.
That's it. It all. Yeah.
Yikes.
I did better with a doctor or something.
Yeah.
Forget about that like movie. The Terminator movie money.
I mean, it's on all the time. I don't know how they're not still paying him.
They probably are, and he's just blowing through the money.
Yeah.
And drugs.
Like royalties? And donuts. Yeah, oh, for sure.
He looks like he's done some drugs and done some donuts.
I have time for one last guy here for Barbara Babs, as she likes to be called. She's 25, 5'7", 120. You can see pictures of her at roverradio.com or watch on RMG TV. All right, let's go to Jack, guy number three. Good morning. How are you, Jack?
Yo, Rover.
Yo, tell us how old you are.
I'm 27 years old.
Okay, and what do you look like?
I look like Edward Furlong with a beard.
Back when he was good looking, right? Not fat and ugly.
Right. Okay. Before the drugs.
Okay. So, break that down exactly what you look like then.
All right. So I'm 6'1", brown hair, brown eyes, short beard, a couple tats, got a sleeve.
Okay.
Are you a black Edward Furlong?
Black Edward Furlong?
No, you're a black guy?
You sound black.
No. Wow. No, I'm a white guy.
And I don't know. I can't tell people's race, but
me neither.
Voice, so OJ, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's racist.
And what do you do for a living, Jack?
I'm a full-time welder, part-time drinker.
Okay. All right. Babs, what do you want to know about Jack?
All right. Pick any outdoor spot and let's go at it. Where do we go and why that spot?
We can do the deed anywhere you want. It could be in public. But if I was going to pick a place, I'd want to do it on the roof or something like that, a beach or a hot tub or something like that.
Okay.
Babs, you ever gone out at it in public?
Yes, I did.
Where?
In a car.
Where were you parked?
So we were parked on a side street. It was my friend's stepbrother. Oh, and we snuck out of the house and we went on a side street. I swear, like, there was an old-timey lantern that came out of nowhere.
Lantern?
Like, it was like, I swear, like, I don't know. The thing had a candle in it or something.
The guy's holding someone's hole?
Like, I didn't see a person. I just saw a lantern in the dark. And it's, like, totally pitch black because it's, like, this weird, pitch black street. I just tapped the guy. I'm like, hey, there's a dude coming or something. Like, we should probably go.
Yeah.
Guy jumps in the front seat naked.
And drives away.
It was amazing.
So,
I was laughing so hard.
So you have no problem going at it in public?
Like in the right moment, it can happen. Yeah. I don't want to get arrested.
All right.
What about like a cemetery?
That's kind of weird.
Why, is that a fantasy of yours?
No,
Peter?
She looks like she'd do it in a cemetery.
Like really?
Yeah, because you're doing that nail trick and everything. I don't know.
Like,
sticking a nail up her nose?
Yeah.
That's not what does not that exactly have to do with
cemetery? I don't know. I'm just saying.
All right.
It sounds like kind of rough terrain.
Sounds like that's a fetish of Dieter's. Well, like he wants to go at it in a cemetery.
He's in the headstone.
He's just hoping someone can
fulfill it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else do you want to know about Jack?
I want to know. All right. So Dieter broke his leg when he was drunk.
His toe.
Yeah. I don't know why I got leg. What's the worst way you've injured yourself while knocking a few back?
I haven't really injured myself before, but back in my teens, I was hit in the face with a crowbar at a kegger one time. I wasn't even involved in the fight. I was just babysitting the keg like I normally do. And then somebody thought I was with somebody else, and bam, just like that.
In the face?
Yeah.
In the face.
Sounds
right by
rough.
My eye.
Oh, man.
Sorry. I just rubbed some dirt on it, though.
Dieter, how are your toes? You seem to be walking around just fine.
Well, I got a limp. That pinky toe is just walking in boots. It kills me.
I guess I really haven't seen you walk, but in and out of the studio, I haven't noticed anything.
I wish I could wear flip-flops. The day you weren't here, I wore flip-flops. It's
Why
so
can't you wear flip-flops? Who's stopping you?
Because the image of, that guy's a douche. You wear flip-flops, you're a douche.
Okay.
Right? And that flop, 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 flop noise, I hate it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just crammed them in my boot. I got a couple socks on. Just doing what I can.
How do they look? What is? Oh, Nads has flip flops on.
Exactly.
Right now,
with socks. Exactly. That's
with
exactly
socks,
what I'm talking about.
You're trying to avoid that.
Well, I hear what they say.
He has the bad
by.
Flip flops too. The kind.
No, the slides.
No. You need the kind that go in between the big toe.
That's
and
what I have.
Yeah, you need that.
No, those are the douchebag flip flops.
No, those are the douchebag flip.
No,
you're wearing
cool
the douchebag flip flops.
Mine are cool as hell.
No. They have like the one strap that goes over.
Yeah.
Nothing in between
it's like
the
a slipper.
Toe. Yeah, it's just it's sloppy looking. They're sloppy.
You're sloppy looking.
All right. What else do you want to know about Jack?
So the guys in the show said they wanted to. They watched. Oh my gosh, I can't read today. The guys on the show said they watched an old bondage porn on the bus. What was the last weird porn you watched, and what did you like about it?
The last weird porn I watched was actually last week. I think Billy Madison, the movie Billy Madison, came on TV, and it was at the part where he was going through the magazines right before he sees the penguin, and then I saw like one of the magazines he was holding was said Drunk Chicks, so I looked that up as soon as I finished the movie, of course, it turned out pretty well. That's kind of what I'm into now. I like Drunk Chicks.
Okay, what kind of porno are you into, Babs?
See, I don't really watch porn.
Never?
Never?
Like, I'll watch, like, the parody ones for a laugh, but, like, I don't, like, diddle myself to porn.
No. What do you diddle yourself to? Just thoughts?
Thoughts, yeah.
What do you think about? Like, guys that you know?
Yeah, usually it's guys I know.
So, like, guys you've already slept with?
And then, or, like, want to sleep with.
Oh, okay. And, so you don't watch any porn. They watched a bondage porn. I didn't see this one. This was the bad man bondage. That's what we put into the server. That's it. And there's no sex in it?
No sex. It was
weird.
It was naked chicks, but strapped up. They had the ball gag in their mouth.
Yeah.
And they're yelling insults at them.
But they're not having any sex.
There was no
sex.
Did
you guys like scan through it? And just fast forward?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, there were some chicks that were completely clothed. That were just being bondaged. Bonded, I guess.
Yeah. And it was called like
Badman Bondage.
I think it was like James Bondage or something.
No, it should have been called James Bondage.
Oh, that's what it should have been.
But it was like Edward Bondage or something stupid.
Are you into bondage?
I haven't done it. I'm not like opposed to it though. Like I would probably want to tie up somebody versus them tying
really?
Me up. Yeah.
Are you kinky, would you say?
I'm pretty vanilla.
Are you?
Yeah, surprisingly.
But you have blue hair. You'd think that you'd be a firecracker in the bedroom.
I just haven't had like kinky dudes like come in my life. Like, no, I'm not opposed to it. Yeah. It
can
just
you put
hasn't
a nail
happened.
Anywhere else?
Oh, you have no idea.
So the guys that you're with are not—they're not kinky enough for you. They're not like exposing you to new things, so to speak.
Like, I think vanilla sex can be like. Things can get a little crazy with even like vanilla sex. I haven't done like, all right, let's get some whips and whatever.
Do you have any weird, or, I shouldn't say weird. Do you have any thoughts or fantasies that would be considered kinky that you may not have tried out, but you fantasize about it?
See, I don't know. Like, I just I don't really crave to like tie a guy up or anything. It's just like, I don't know. It's like, just kind of like, I like kind of being the more dominant person in the bedroom, like for sure. But I don't know. There's nothing like that I've ever wanted to bring in that's like weird.
Yeah.
It's usually just me like, hey, this is what you got.
So you like, most girls like the guys to dominate, but you
like
to dominate.
I like that too, but like, I like, give me a like turn though.
So if you if you are dating a guy, tell me what it's like in the bedroom. Are you dominate the guy? You're the take control one.
Like I'll usually make like the first moves like in that respect, and like kind of like pin their arms down, things like that, like nothing too crazy. All right.
I saw Dieter get thrown through a window by a girl once.
Oh,
you're getting dominated
I haven't done that
by that
before.
Girl.
I love that girl.
Literally thrown through a window.
Yeah. Well, I was dancing, but she was very rough, and she had muscular arms because she worked out. She just tossed me through a window.
What was that period of time That was in Rochester. There was a period of time we were going to Rochester a lot for our Rochester station. And there was like that one-year period where the girls were just very violent.
Oh, I know.
Maybe I don't know what was going on. Like, remember that one girl? She's biting me and biting my lip. And
you bled.
Right. And I was going to kill this girl.
No, I know. You were going to actually hit her. And we're like, you should walk away.
Oh, yeah. And then you're getting thrown through windows.
Oh,
and
my arm was bleeding. She tore one of my favorite shirts.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They're rough out there, but I like that.
All right. Well, let me take a quick break, and we're going to give her a few minutes to think about the guy she's going to take out on the date. We'll pay for the whole thing. We'll give them dinner at Shooters. They celebrate their 30-year anniversary, and they're doing that all summer long. It's a perfect place to hang out on the patio. Great location and view with new happy hour specials on drinks and appetizers. ShootersFlats.com. Jeffrey will be there tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. So stop by and say hello to him.
I guarantee he's going to go to the strip club right next to there after. That's my prediction.
I think you're absolutely right. And we'll also give them a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos, 24-hour service. SafeandReliableLimos.com, 440-288-LIMO is their number. They have all sorts of different vehicles and can take you anywhere, anytime. When we come back, we'll quickly recap the three guys, because this has been probably the longest hookup we've ever had. So, guy number one, I don't even remember that guy. So we'll quickly recap the three guys, and then she's going to tell us who she's going to take out on the date. We'll find out right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Morning Glory has been number one for over a decade. Don't worry, they have number two covered as well.
I had an unfortunate accident in my ass.
Now, back to the show.
All right, Babs is here. Barbara, she is 25 years old, and she has talked to three guys. She's going to pick one to take out on the date. We're going to pay for the entire thing. Let me recap the guys that she talked to here first, quickly, and then we'll find out who she takes out on the date. Guy number one was Ryan, 26 years old. He sells tools. He sent D-pics through Snapchat before. He says that he has a foosball in his table in his man cave. That's the coolest thing in there. And he says that he would shave her if she had her arms cut off or something. He would shave that bush for her. He wouldn't have a problem. Mike was the second guy she talked to, 30 years old. He's a welder. He likes a great ass over boobs. He says, I'd rather have a flat chest than a flat ass on a girl. He says that if he got married in Vegas, it would be a 50s-style mafia wedding. And his childhood crush was Lindsay Lohan. And he would still do her to this day. And Jack was the third guy she talked to, 27 years old. He is a welder and a drinker, he says. He wants to go at it in public up on a roof somewhere. He was hit by a crowbar at a party once. And he likes drunk chick porn now.
We all do.
I don't know if I've watched a lot of drunk chick porn. What is that?
You like ever watch, what's it called?
Girls Gone Wild.
No, like Dare Dorm. No, Dare Dorm. Is that what it's called? That porn?
I don't like that because there's always a bunch of, they're not that good looking.
Dare Dorm. What is that?
They're in a dorm banging.
Yeah, they're
it's always like a party in a dorm that turns to sex and like there's a couple banging on like two bunk beds.
But there's always like a couple nerds sitting in the background just drinking from cups. Right. Watching, and you're like, what are they doing? Why are they here? And they're annoying me.
No, I've missed that one, I guess.
Look it up.
All right. All right, Babs, you've had a few minutes to think about what guy you're going to take. We'll give you dinner over at Shooters, and Jeffrey will be out there tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m., and also a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. But before you tell us who you are picking, tell us who you are not picking and why you are not picking that person.
First things first, I am not picking Jack because I don't like the sound of his voice.
Guy number three, you don't like him. All right, he's out just over the sound of his voice.
All right. All right. And I'm also not picking Mike.
Guy number two. Why not? Why are you not picking him?
He said he was chubby. That's a turnoff.
Okay, so too fat for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that means guy number one is who she's picking. Ryan.
Ryan.
All right.
Congrats.
What did you like about him?
So I liked he had a boat. Like, the gold digger in me really liked that. And he would shave me. That's like really...
Maybe
like,
he could shave you on the boat. And
I'm
really be.
That's ideal for me, that he shaves me on the boat.
The water's not too choppy because...
Yeah.
It could be dangerous.
Oh, he can nick me.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's graceful.
All right. Well, let's see here. Someone wanted to know if a text message wants to know if she's into backdoor action. I guess we generally ask that of the girls. Do you give up backdoor action?
That is a very intimate thing. So only if I'm exclusive with them and I've been with them for a while.
How long does it take?
It usually honestly about 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
Before you give up.
You have to win my heart.
And do you enjoy backdoor
action?
To
get to my heart.
Not really.
No, you don't enjoy it. You just tolerate it because the guy really likes
it. You know, it's kind of a painful thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think those who say it's really awesome, they're kind of faking it.
Or they're having it with an Asian man.
It's tiny.
Yeah. Just a stereotype joke.
Just joking,
please.
Haha, humor.
Yes. let's see. And Mike says, "Is she down for a threesome? My wife and I are looking for a good girl to join us in a threesome."
Not really. I think it's just kind of stupid.
Have you? So you've never had a threesome?
No, I haven't.
And you wouldn't?
No.
Okay, just one-on-one sex for you.
Yeah.
No girls? No, have you ever been with a girl?
No, I've not been with a girl.
Not attracted to girls.
I like men.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Peter does too, so.
No.
Woo-woo!
All right. Babs, well, let us know how this date turns out.
Absolutely.
I hope it goes well. And thank you for coming in and waiting so long.
Anytime.
For Thursday hookup. I appreciate it. Thank you, Babs. Ladies, to get on the Thursday hookup, go to roverradio.com and sign up. You can, right under the show tab where it says, get on the hookup. She got a great ass, doesn't she?
In that dress.
I'd like to see her in pants. I know the dress, because she has a belt right around the waist and the dress was kind of tight, you could sort of make out her ass.
As long as it sticks out like that, you can tell when you look at the lower back and then the dress sticks out, you can tell she has a tight ass.
Right. I think you have to see her in some jeans or something, right?
Or a thong.
But true, right? I mean, she could have just lifted up the dress and let you look at the ass. Let's see here. Give me a second. Let me pull something up here because I've had a lot of people send me messages that Bert Kreischer, who spent all morning with us today, went on TV and was loaded.
You'll notice something as soon as he sits down.
It's so funny.
Let me see here. Give me
Snitcher
one second.
Snitcher saved it, but you'll have to fast forward until it starts.
The whole Yes. I think he's 10 minutes in after a cooking segment.
None of that makes sense.
Okay.
All right.
You'll see it, Rover.
All right. So fast forward 10 minutes in.
No. Do not listen to whatever she's saying.
Oh, man.
Oh, so it's not 10 minutes in. Okay.
No. Just pull up the video that was saved for you. It's in your folder.
Okay, so it's a minute 17 in.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so comedian Bert Kreischer was on with us this morning, and one thing led to another, and before you know it, his shirt's off, drinking vodka, drinking Four Loko, and, you know.
Hanging out.
A typical day.
Yeah, it was fun.
Right. And I said to him, he had to leave to go do TV, and I said, why don't you do something... You know, do something. I don't know if I say crazy, but you know,
you'll notice something right off the bat.
Okay. All right. Here,
you'll notice something immediately.
Here he is on Fox 8 News, Bert Kreischer. Here it is. Oh, wait, I'm getting no audio.
No.
Oh no!
Son of a bitch.
Snitz,
I have no audio.
Well, I converted from a WebM, whatever that is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's what he saved it as. The original WebM, I'll put over there.
There you go, Rover. Oh, I don't have my instant messaging broke today.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Can you do a WebP, Snitz?
What?
You said WebM. Yes?
Oh.
Here, I sent it over to the Daily. It's going to take a minute. It's a big file.
Jesus Christ.
And then open up with VLC if you have VLC over there.
Yeah, V?
VCT? I don't have VLC over here.
Then we got nothing.
No, this is real garbage.
Come on.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
It's not my fault.
Charlie's filling up CAPTCHAs over here.
What?
Oh, crap.
Cool. That makes sense. Let me see here. How can I get this?
Oh, it's
It's in today's?
No, it will be. It's only 20% on right now.
Oh my God. How huge is this thing?
500 meg.
It went a little long, I think.
500 meg still should transfer instantly. What's going on?
Is very slow computer over here.
Is it back to being slow again, or what's happening?
That computer's slow, yeah.
Which computer?
The Premiere computer.
No.
Oh, crap.
The HipChat signed me out. It's locked me out.
You don't
man.
Know the password?
No, it's locked me out completely.
You have to put your own password in.
Well, I'm telling you.
Oh, I know.
You know it?
No, you can play it right
from the... Open your email. I'm sending it over hot right now, all
right?
Who's
going to get it to him first?
Doesn't matter.
Sent.
This is like the world's longest buildup. Just like that Ryan Hoppy video is an hour buildup just to get to
that. It was worth it, though.
Is this the original WebM file? Charlie?
No, he's saying P.
T.
No, I think this is just the link to the actual video on demand online.
Right?
And you want to go ahead and get to 9:31?
Oh, 10 minutes
9:32? No, not 10 minutes. None of that makes sense.
9 minutes in.
After a cooking segment.
9:33
even? Because that's a cooking segment, it looks like.
How do I? Well, wait a second. Do I have to go back or forward?
This is it. This is Bert.
No,
boy,
he changed a lot since he left.
You're right. You should have noticed something right off the bat.
Four Loko really
Wait, where
something.
Am I going backwards? I can't. This
I don't
is,
know where you're
this
at.
This is just a live stream.
No, you can fast forward and rewind.
No, I can't.
Yes,
not on what you sent me. This is live.
User error, man.
Oh God,
look,
we can't.
It's
the
live right now.
I'm sorry.
Can you go back?
I'm fast forwarding and rewinding like a mother effer over here.
There's another holy mackerel. How many cooking segments do they have on these shows?
A lot.
I think they do it every day.
Yes.
They have somebody come on and cook.
Yeah.
Because one time Spider went on that show and cooked.
He did?
For
no
them.
Way.
Yes.
In costume?
No. Just he went on. He was a cook on there.
Where I have no idea
where
this
are you
is.
At? What's the thing say? I'm at 9:30. 3-ish. I mean, I don't know when it's going to pop up. I'm sorry.
9:33 backwards in time or forwards in time?
It's 10 minutes at the start of the show. He was on at 10:10. So go to the beginning and
cool.
go 9-ish.
That still does not make sense because it has 9 hours recorded.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
9:32.
It's M3P.
Oh.
9:32. You'll see the Fox 8 logo.
Oh, wait, hold on. I almost got this. Hold on one second.
Hold on.
Do we have audio?
I think so. All right, I'm just going to play this here, and then it's going to start up whenever it starts up there from Fox 8 News. All right, hold on. Bert Kreischer on there.
Stand
it's
by.
Their graphic that says, we'll be right back. Waiting.
Hey.
In the meantime,
waiting.
On the aftermath, we're going to recap the Bert Kreischer interview.
Okay.
We'll talk about Mary Elizabeth going to Vegas. Sounds like it's more likely going to happen, which I'm a little surprised about.
Yes.
And we'll recap the hookup. All that and more coming up on the aftermath.
Now, if you are not an RMG Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com and you can watch or listen live to the aftermath either there on the website. That's the only place you can sign up for Plus, by the way, is on the website. Once you sign up, you can use the website or the phone app or the Apple TV app to watch or listen live to the aftermath and get the RMG TV archive, the complete archive. You get the Friday leftovers. You get the JLR parody archive. You get all of that.
Let's go.
It's playing. They're playing a lot of the commercials on TV. This is what happens.
And you do have it pressed. Press play, right? It's not pause.
Did you hit play? You know what button?
I'm double checking because it could. You could have easily have done that.
That is true.
Coming from a guy who hasn't hit play on any of his sound effects all morning long.
I'm the one pulling the interview.
Does he know what a play button is?
Actually doing the work over here. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Hurry up.
Who found it? All right.
Oh, God.
Look at how much vodka you guys drink.
That was a lot. Three quarters of a bottle.
I think I'm going to have to Uber home today. Definitely. In all honesty.
Really? That you guys bad? Said that? Really?
It's a cup of Four Loko. I had 2 cups of vodka. Yeah, I'm a little buzzed. This guy came in, ripped his shirt off, and I was just...
You're ready to party.
Yeah.
I'm such a fan of that guy.
Yeah.
When he started...
Oh, these two
vodka.
Were like, oh, I want to swing off of Bert Kreischer's nuts like before
I'm
he came
to
in
I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Yeah. And I'm going to swing off his nuts, yes. That'd be a great time.
See, I'm afraid if I fast forward in this video...
Oh, you're going to miss it. No.
Then I'll miss it. You know, like, we've got to get it...
Welcome back to New Day Cleveland. Okay, this guy's performed to sellout crowds all across the country, and this weekend you can see him, if you're lucky enough to get a ticket, at Hilarities, comedian Bert Kreischer. How you doing?
Good. This mic makes it look like I have a hernia.
Maybe
I do have a hernia,
what's he
I think.
Right there?
This is for a local cup.
You're so funny. All the time growing up as a comic, they always write, no matter what, on your bio, he performs to sellout crowds. I've been doing it 18 years. This is the first time that's true.
Is that really true?
Yeah. I've never sold out anywhere. By the way, same thing with standing ovations. Like, everyone's like, he always gets a standing ovation. I've gotten, like, 3 my whole life. And I've even milked them where you, like, sit and wait. You're like, hey, thank you, Cleveland. I love the Browns.
Cue the audience to stand up.
Yeah, like, hey, anybody. You guys are going to at least leave, right? How come no one's getting up? Yeah, so...
Hey, the truth of the matter is this show's almost sold out, isn't it? I mean, if you want to go see this show, you have to jump on it right now.
Saturday is sold out. There were a few tickets left, and we did Rover, and we started drinking Four Loko. You want to try Four Loko?
I don't know if I should.
Try it. What's your blood pressure?
Mine's
high.
He tries it.
I could.
Like 139.
This old guy tries it. Come on.
Mine is about 120
Please,
over
God.
80.
Kill it.
Oh, no. Four Loko.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. It's enjoyable, right?
It's pretty good.
It's like an apple cider with a kick. It's a hot. This is original Four Loko mix. So this is really high in the guarana and the caffeine, but it's still got malt liquor in it. So
that's perfect drink.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. If I wasn't afraid of the panic attacks later tonight by myself shaking in a bedroom, I would be fine. But I'm not. Let's sing the rest of the interview.
I'm glad I had a taste of that. It should make for a good. There it goes. It's gone.
So, I was on Travel Channel for 7 years. Is that what we're going to talk about?
Is that the same guy that's on the Travel Channel?
By the way, Travel Channel has brought me to Ohio. Numerous times. I
By
love
the way,
Ohio.
I'm
not
just,
being dead serious.
I'm just going to pause this here because
God, I love him. That was funny.
I love this guy doing the interview. You know that this guy is just like, this is not his speed, right?
No, not at all.
No, this is not. He is
older,
like,
gentleman.
He's like, how fast can we get through this?
Yeah,
right.
That's what he's thinking right now. How fast can we get through this segment? Also, why is the set on this television show look like it's like a weird, like, 1988 hotel?
It's Three's Company.
This is my grandma's house. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, is this the look they're going for? Is ancient?
Yes.
I mean, this is the oddest television set I've seen. I've never seen this show before.
I think it's
what channel is this?
Crowd.
Oh, this is Fox 8? Oh, yeah. I think they target old people.
Yeah.
I don't know what else.
It looks like a nursing home. This is the lobby of a nursing home that they're broadcasting from, that they've designed their set to look like, right?
Yeah, there's apples in the background, a fern.
Why? Why would you do that?
I've never seen anything like this. This is a flashback in time. Like if you were to open up a time capsule of television studio sets from 30 years ago, you'd open this set up. Have they had the same set, or is this like something new that they have put in? Like, oh, this is our new set that we just installed 6 months ago.
I don't know.
With this bizarre picture in the of their logo. It's like framed. It looks like it's in a museum. It is so this whole set is weird.
I don't know what else he says. I think he now goes into
being normal, or
is there anything else?
Yeah, he pretty much goes in to be normal. I just like the Four Loko cup that he drove there with.
And that old guy drank it. He's going to lose his mind today.
What's your blood pressure?
Completely naked in front of the studio.
God, that's
People
great.
People are saying that he's wasted.
That's
he carries it, though. He can pull it off. He's not slurring his words.
So I'm telling a story to all these kids, and I see them like really paying attention. Like, almost the story is like too good. And I'm like, this isn't a great story. I turn around, I bump into Tom Cruise, and he's still got the hair, right? And I look at him face to face like we are, and I go, you have beautiful hair. Tom Cruise does a cringe like, thank you, and walks away. I was like, that's not what I meant to say. Yeah, Tom Cruise, Will Smith, Elliot Gould. I thought he wanted to have sex with me, too. He just gave me his number. He's like, let's go out to dinner one night. And I was like, you know what that means.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, he just wanted to have dinner. Apparently, when someone says, let's have dinner, they just want to have dinner.
I love how his voice
gets real high.
Yeah.
And then, we just want to have dinner. Yeah.
And he's talking about sex with the old guy. Yeah. Like, they probably get so overwhelmed. Like, what do we do? Oh, God. That's good.
Man, that is bizarre.
That's great.
I've never seen this. New Day Cleveland, I guess, is what this is called.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, I went to a funeral once. I think it was B2's grandmother. This is what the funeral home looked
You're
like.
You're right. Every funeral home looks like that.
Yes, this is it. I mean.
You're right. That's exactly what a funeral home looks like.
I mean, maybe it's like, hey, telling the audience, look, this is your final resting place. This is what it's going to look like. They're, you know, one step away, one foot in the grave. Wow. That is just crazy looking. All right. What else? Anything else do I have to do? Is that it?
I wish Bert were here to meet Jeffrey. He would have loved Jeffrey.
Oh, my God. The two of them together.
Yeah, but that's okay. Today was great.
Do I have Kid Rock tickets to give away today?
Caller 30.
Yes, you do.
Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I'll give you a pair of tickets to see Kid Rock in concert, which is Sunday, August 6th at the 2017 Pro Football Hall of Fame at the new Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. You can get these tickets at profootballhof.com or win them right now if you are a caller 30. 866-YO-ROVER. Have a great day. The Aftermath starts live on RMG Plus in about 8 minutes. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.